What's going on out there, Grudge World? Another week of Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia Talk Show. Got a few little things to go over. I know there's a lot of people out there want to know what happened between me and Don Mac. So I'm going to put it on out there in the open. Don Mac blew my asshole out. Well, the rematch is in place. March 15th at the Grudge Inc. Boom on Wheels race, Louisiana. We're locked back in to do it again. Maybe a little outcome might be a little different. I know I had a lot of phone calls. There, a lot of people was checking on me and stuff. I'm doing okay. Car's okay. So we'll be back out there for action. Our next outing is going to be Battlefield Motorsports. That's February 28th. Small Block Nitrous Shootout. Free entry fee. $1,500 to win. Or $1,500 total pot. I don't know if it's $1,000 to win or $500 to win. Maybe Big Wilson and them will come on and then I think it's going to be a driver meeting before the race decide that. It's free entry fee. I think gates open around 12 or so on that Friday. We're going to do the shootout around 4 o'clock, I think. I'm not 100% sure on all that stuff. It's that's February 28th, last day of the month. That's a Friday. Then the next day, we got some lock-ins to go over. March the 1st, that is. We got the Punisher car out of the Small Block Mafia locked in with Jolly Rancher out of Coop Performance out of Georgia. We got Small Block Mafia De Love locked in with Poo-Poo. Poo-Poo's out of Jackson, Mississippi. He run with Big Ken, Goldust, all them guys that the guys ain't got to meet Poo-Poo yet. Some of the outstanding guys, I mean, some of the guys help us over this past weekend. They get the car on the trailer and shit like that, checked on us and stuff. As we need anything, some stand-up guys. Hats off to Poo-Poo and them. I hope them well. But, you know, on that day, we're going to try to blow the asshole out. Okay. Then we got the Chucky car locked in with Goldust. Goldust is from the same crew. They're from Jackson, Mississippi, owned by Terrell Cox. His brother plays NFL football for the Eagles. Some good stand-up guys. I mean, on my way home from Hattiesburg this weekend, phone rung. It was Terrell Cox checking on me, seeing how I was doing and shit, make sure I was all right. So hats off to them guys. Then we got Chucky locked in, straight off the trailer, with Mo Jesus. I think he's from New Orleans. I know he's from Louisiana, but I'm not 100% sure exactly where at in Louisiana that Mo Jesus is from. So that race is straight off the trailer. So, I mean, Battlefield Motorsports stacking up with some guys. I'm hoping everybody gets to come on out like they did this past weekend. Hats off to Mo Wanted Racing. They had a damn good show down in Hattiesburg. We had some good time, had some good weather. Bad thing is, the race didn't go our way, but, hey, I'm not going to fault the man's show because the race didn't go our way because we had a good time down there. And, well, with that being said, you know, Gadget and them wants to come on and talk about the race. I mean, y'all know this is a platform for that race. We all been building up for that race for, shit, I know 3 months that I've been working on that race and stuff. So I'm hoping Battlefield Motorsports, we have twice as many people there than Don Mac and them had at Hattiesburg. a lot more grudge racing. I mean, I think Donnell had a few more grudge races. I'm not real sure. I mean, if Don might want to hit the one button, he can come on and talk about, you know, and, you know, what he want to do and stuff. I don't know if the board is actually doing right or not. I mean, it's got like a different look to it, but I don't see no hands up yet. Let me see. I can say on March the 1st at Battlefield, they're having a 28-29 class, free entry. I'm not real sure. I think a couple weeks ago they said 3,000 or something. I'm not real sure on the money wise. That's why them guys need to come on and talk about that part. I'm thinking if they get a lot of mixture of the cars, they're just going to throw them all in one class and let them go at it. It's free. I mean, for all the guys out there, I mean, you ain't got to bet your own money that way. Come on out to the track and bring some action. You might be a little low on your money that week, whatever it might be, and you got a chance to make money that way with your race car and stuff. So we're hoping that it turned out real good. If they get a bunch of cars in both classes, I think they're going to split them up and run two classes. But I'm not real sure on all that. If there's any questions on that, feel free to hit the one button. Let me see. I need to open the mic up and let somebody hold down the show when I try to get somebody on the show real quick. Let's see. I know this man can hold it down a little bit. Roland, you out there?
Yeah, hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on with you, Roland?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. I need to find you somebody that you can hold the show down for me just a second when I try to get this person on the phone.
All right.
Arkansas, your mic's open.
What's going on, Nas?
What's going on with you, Arkansas? Can you hold the show down for we're rolling right quick?
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Well, shit. It is a problem. He just fell off. It might be a problem. Let me see. Oh,
sound like you need to let me handle the board and you hold the show down.
Yeah, I might need to let you too. Alright. 662-0966. Is that Big Wilson? That ain't Big Wilson. I'm gonna use that back. I thought that was Big Wilson, but that ain't Big Wilson. Hell, I don't see nobody else that might would talk. I mean, there's a lot of people on here, but hell, I don't see nobody that would get them to carry on a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. We got a hand. Roland done hit the one button now. All right, Roland.
Yeah, I fell off,
over.
Man. I was traveling.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
Okay, I got Arkansas's mics open, and Jim West hit the one button. Let me open Jim. Jim West.
I ain't here.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, Jim?
I don't know. Let's go and take this ass ripping and get it over with.
Do it now?
We need to go and take this ass ripping and get it over with. We know it's coming.
Ah, hell, I mean, hell, we got the damn ass with this shit. Hey,
why you say that, Jim?
Oh, man, it was just one of them things, man. We just couldn't get out of track on us.
That's in racing, man. I mean, you know, you win, you lose, you know. Ain't nothing nobody can say about that. Both of y'all got in the box, some that won, you lost, you know.
Oh, we're not upset about the loss, man. We just upset about we shouldn't have lost, but that's just the way we feel.
I ain't going to lie to everybody out there. Hell, I ain't had no goddamn sleep since the race.
Right.
Since the race at Virginia Back Creek that was gonna run again. I got some good rest last night. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, why you couldn't sleep, Ice?
Yeah, man. I didn't know I didn't do my part, and I fucked around and, you know, wrecked the car and shit. So,
let me say this, Ice. You did all you could do. You tried. I mean, as soon as you let go of the button, the car was spinning, and you played catch up, and they come back to bite us in the ass. I mean, we spun all the way down the track. But what gets me is how we on the shakedown pass. It was A to B, and anybody was there, they know it was a damn good pass, and we didn't change a thing on the car, and that's why we're kind of puzzled. You know, something went away on the track. I don't know what it was. I'm not saying there's rumors floating around that they did this and they did that by mistake, but I just think the sun, truthfully, when the sun come out, it drew a lot of moisture out of the track. And I think that's what happened. I mean, you know. And two, you know, you know where I'm always at. I'm right behind the car. And I'm watching you and Don both leave. You know, Cody did a good job. He drove the truck, and but he was spinning too. But if it wasn't for his bars, you know, he would have blew his tires off, I think. Now, and I may be wrong, but I will say this: I'm ready to run him again at any time. I prefer it to be on a good surface. And I want to run for more money than what he wants to run for. I mean, you got to look, man. This guy's beat us three times. We tore up two trucks and just lost a stupid race to him. And two of those three races that we've lost, we've definitely had the faster vehicle. But that's that, and that's all I'm going to say about it. So,
That's what I've been trying to tell you for 3 years, Jim. The fastest car don't always win.
That's right. I agree with you. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, Ivan, Jim.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Man, check this out, man. Y'all guys like the race. Y'all like to get down.
Right.
But this is just my opinion. I feel like, you know, since y'all race done or whatever the other weekend, every time I look around or every time I get on Facebook or like now we talking about, I hear y'all saying about what happened in the race.
Uh-huh.
Man, y'all too good of a racing people to be steady harping on what happened, man. If y'all, you know what I'm saying, if y'all leave that shit behind y'all, man, I think people probably would have more respect for y'all. I'm not saying people don't respect y'all, but I think people will have more respect for y'all if y'all, it seemed like y'all crying. Don't take me wrong. I'm just giving you what I see from the outside. Now, check this out. Let me finish. Check this out, man. If y'all feel like y'all can be done and all of that, you didn't change nothing on the car, whoop-de-whoop, but that's fine and dandy. But, man, it don't I don't think y'all need to do all that, man, about the track went away and this and that. Let me give you an example. The last time we raced that Love Truck, we made a hit, we blew the tires off. We made some adjustments, we went down the track. We didn't change a thing. When we got ready to race y'all, did we make the trip?
No.
Okay, man. It's all in racing.
Yeah,
man.
I y'all brought it up plenty of times now. Y'all brought it up plenty of times.
Do you see any one of us on Facebook talking about why we lost and this and that and something was wrong with the folks' track and all of that? Yeah, when we get in a conversation with you all, which you and with your team, yeah, we bring it up. Look, man, we red-lighted against y'all. We blew the tires off against y'all. And we feel like we can beat that truck. Well, it ain't no excuses. Y'all done beat our ass three times just like Dunn done beat y'all ass three times. All you got to do, man, is suck that shit up, get your next man. All that other stuff, man, that make y'all kind of look bad, man, in my opinion.
Well, Cam, I do agree with you to a certain extent. I must say that I sat back and I read some of the comments, and it kind of does. I see where you're coming from. But now you also got to realize that, you know, we made our hit. We got there. I don't know. We got there about 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock. We were the first car on the track. We went A to B. And we had until 6 o'clock to race. And we felt that it might be best to go and get the race while it was still warm. And like I said, we were the first car on the track, man. The first car on the track. Now, granted, you know, there was a few cars that went down. But in between the race, it's just, I don't know. I can't explain it. We lost. And that's the end of it. And nobody's crying. The only thing I'm crying about is this. All right? This is the only thing I'm crying about. I want another race with that man, and we'll do it at a neutral track. It don't have to be Holly Springs. We'll go to New Orleans. I don't have a problem going to Boonville. But I don't want to drive 7 hours or 6 hours to New Orleans for $500.
Don said he wanna run for $2,000 or so. Well, he said he's gonna cover whatever we want him to do. He gonna cover. Okay, that makes me feel a lot better because I wasn't going to. Now it don't make sense. We ran for $1,000 this past. We locked in run for $1,000 this past weekend. Now we locked in for smaller money and got to travel 2 more hours than what we did.
Roland, from Hattiesburg to New Orleans, what is it, about 3.5 hours?
No.
It ain't that far.
Okay. It ain't about an hour.
2 hours.
It's 2 hours on the
other
side. And
the
minimum 2 hours.
All right, so we're looking at a 6 hour drive.
But see, let me I'm cool with everybody. But let me tell you how, like this young man was on the phone, Cam was telling y'all. Now, let me tell you how I race. I can only tell you how I race in my team. When you first seen my car race, it made a good pass down the track. All right, the second race I did, which was a big race like you and Don, it was a big race now. Now, I lost that race. I lost that race for something that I done that me and my team decided to do together, and we lost that race. I never said nothing about why I lost the race or nothing, but I know. But you see, once I lost that race, I looked at my mistakes, me and my team, and we got right back out there in the box. And we won the next race with a better car. I feel like Chevy had a better car than them boys. Them boys didn't want to race me back. I couldn't hold that against them. I moved on to another race. I made the adjustments I needed to make, and I won. I mean, if you think you can beat Dunn, just say, hey, Dunn, you better man, you beat me. Get him back in the box. prove it and move on, you know.
Right.
Everybody knew the track was bad. You know, the track was bad. But the track is a good track. That day, it was just off. Everybody,
oh, yeah.
We had cars there that everybody wanted to see run, and them boys did not want to run because the track wasn't right. And I would understand if y'all didn't run, but y'all did run. So,
yeah, I mean,
and you lost.
But I mean, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, Roland, but when we made our shakedown, we were ready. I mean, what happened in between that time to the time we ran, I don't know. I mean, we didn't change a damn thing, and we went out there and knocked them off. Like, I mean, we didn't have no power in the car.
That's racing,
that,
though, I mean.
For that reason.
That's right.
I know. That's what I'm saying. For that reason, we was not going to put no more power to it because we thought we had it covered where we was at. So we just left it alone and went out there, and then shit happened. Then it was like every car tried to go down the track wouldn't go down the fucking track.
That's just a gamble in racing. You know what I'm saying? And y'all are two good teams. Your team is good and Don Mac's team is good. Both of y'all took a gamble on the track. I mean, I went to Don Mac race. This is in Canton. This is no lie. Canton track was shitty. Don Mac came straight out of the trailer and raced a man on the same track. I don't do that stuff. Don Mac did it, and he won. I mean, you know, you got some people that gamble like that. I'm going to gamble if I think the track is good and my car is doing what it's supposed to do, then I'm ready to gamble. If I see any flaw in the track that I can't get down or whatever, I don't feel like I'm going to turn down no more than what I'm at, then I'm not going to race. I just say we'll do it at another track. But y'all took the gamble and y'all lost. Just move on. You know, hey, man, Don Mac decided to run y'all again. Hey, get it together and get it on. And just move on. That race.
Yeah, well, the car's about ready, so it's coming.
Hey, Eyes.
Bullshit,
from the time y'all made y'all shakedown to the time y'all raced, how long was it?
2 hours. Oh, yeah, that's enough time for the track to go to shit, man.
Hey, check it out, Eyes. That was about the, I wouldn't say it was quite 2 hours, but we was around the same time the last time we raced y'all little truck.
Yeah.
After the fact, when we made a hit and the truck went down, we said we weren't touching shit. After the fact,
right.
though, after we lost and after how much time had went by, we realized that maybe we should at least made another 60 foot or something just to make sure before we put our money on the line. It's all a learning experience, dog.
That's right. You were right. So.
He's right, Eyes. I mean, 2 hours, just think about it. 2 hours, man, especially in the weather we've been having around here, it's a time for the, I mean, the track can go straight crazy in 2 hours. Because
I think the weather was perfect for the race that day.
No, the weather wasn't. Because
but you
got to
think
Eyes,
about the track temperature, Eyes.
Not the air temperature,
the track temperature.
That's right. I done been to the same track, Eyes, and I know it was every bit about 42 degrees on the outside, and we like to flip the car because the track was looking so good. But you got to look at the track temperature. It had rained a couple of days before the race, Eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be aware of the track. And when y'all made that shakedown, it should have took y'all every bit of 35, 40 minutes when y'all been back in them lights, man. When you waited 2 hours, it was over with.
We was ready. Man, I ain't bullshitting. We was ready. Here's all.
Yeah, I understand. But when that man, when y'all waited.
He nuts.
What's happening, Eyes?
What's going on?
I don't call it much. I just call him to show you what happened. That thing must go in the host you by itself.
Oh, okay.
No, I was underneath the car, and I seen it. It said you're in a host queue. I was on a, you know, on the earpiece. Yeah, I'll click it in a minute. I'll be back in a minute. I'm gonna go on mute.
Okay. Okay. All right, go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you go to 2 minute track, you see too much, man. It wasn't a lot of cars going down that track. It should have took, if y'all wasn't ready to race after you made that shakedown about 35 minutes, then you should have made another shakedown.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. When you got the eyes, you didn't need a jacket. Before you left, you were looking for a jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. I mean, just, and that was on the outside. So now think about the track.
Well, yeah, you're right, Ron. But I just want to clarify one thing now.
I don't know about that rented motor.
You know, what got a lot of this mess started was the fact somebody put out there that we had put another motor in my car in Chucky, and which is so far from the truth. You know,
you
that's how all the mess got started.
You echo in the show. Somehow or another.
What about now?
Yeah, now you're good.
Okay.
Right.
Well, like I said, a lot of it got started when people started putting out that we had another motor in the car out of our camp, and which is so far from the truth.
Like I told a bunch of people, it really don't matter what motor we had in the car. If we got down, you know, if we chose to goddamn put President Obama's motor in that motherfucker, that's all right. But
well,
I don't know. I mean, you know, man, who else is going to get out there and start talking like that after that shit?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's over and done with.
I will say this. March the 1st, Battlefield Motorsports, they'll know we got plenty goddamn motors.
Yep, plenty.
Man, big block.
So, who we got? We got Mo Jeezy off the trailer, and who else?
Goldust,
yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Poo-Poo got the love, and Floss got
Jolly Rancher.
It's going to be some hell of a shootouts down there at goddamn Battlefield Motorsport now.
Hey, Roland, you bringing Becky out?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The weather ain't just right for me to go and get right, and I hate to show up, you know what I'm saying, and have to make pass and stuff like that. I don't like doing that.
Right.
I got it.
You going to have a bike, sir?
I don't know. We like to be ready to race when we show up, and the weather just ain't permitting, you know, nobody to just really test nowhere, you know.
That's right. You're right about that.
So, I mean, I'm trying something new this year. When I tell you I'm showing up, I'm ready to race. And that's what I want to stick to, you know. So I'm trying something new. I'm ready. Yeah. Am I ready to race now?
Right. Well,
so.
I will say this. At the beach last year, when you and Chevy couldn't get it off, that car sounded totally different. It sounded real good, man. But I think you had transmission problems that night, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went to Don Mac show the next day, and every time I went to high gear, the car cut off. The high gear clutches were messed up, and, I mean, that was the second transmission I had tore up, so I wasn't doing that no more. You know, I ain't turning up no more trains.
No, some things get expensive else.
Hey, I ain't turning up no more transmissions. That ain't happening no more.
601-1411, your mic's open.
Hey, I'm at work, but I've been sitting here listening to Arkansas and Roland. That's the same shit I tried to tell you yesterday when we got into it. But you want to listen to me. I guess you want to listen to them. I wasn't trying to hate on you on Facebook. I was just telling you, put it out there for too many people to see. They just told you the same identical damn thing.
Hey, Nutty,
No, you ain't talking about my we're not good race material, all kind of crazy shit.
If you up there whining about every time something go wrong, how'd you not? You put it out there for thousands of people to see.
Nutty.
Character reflects leadership.
Well, nutty. I mean, there's a lot of people waiting at the trade that, you know, who's going to hear about the race and shit.
All right, what did I tell you, though? You say you're the leader. You the leader. You say you didn't feel right making that race. You the leader. You didn't feel right, but you still strapped in and went out of track. You can't blame the track.
I told everybody in the station lane, I don't feel right. When they shut me down and talking about they going to clean my side only up, all kind of shit, and you think I want to go on out there with them? Not really.
But like I told you.
The track man said, it's okay. Come on. Blah, blah, blah. Hell, bullshit.
You eyes are the track man. Hey, Jim, talk to me.
Now, let me step in here now. I understand where you're coming from, but now I came on here to try to help eyes out with that situation because eyes really and truly wasn't lying. I mean, he wasn't crying. Now, people perceived it to be that way. People perceived that I was crying. We were not crying. We were just stating facts, what happened. If you had
Jim,
to be,
I'm gonna
you
tell
had,
you this, Jim. Put it on Facebook, whether you're crying or not, the way y'all put it on Facebook. For all your Facebook, my Facebook friend, Cam Diggins, rolling Facebook, see, it makes y'all look that way out, Jim, whether you think you want or not. Y'all petty.
Okay.
Y'all petty to keep it going. And that's all I got to say. Then I said the same thing I tried to tell Hyde yesterday, but he got mad and said I was hate. Keep it between you and your team and not to the whole public, to the whole world. That's all. I'm going back to mute.
Well, I said on that post, I'm through with it. I mean, we locked back in with Don Mac, and that's that. Fuck it. That race happened yesterday to me. Fuck it.
Any more callers,
Mute my mic,
Hell, mute your own mic.
Mute, take me out of the queue, damn it.
Hell, you got to take yourself out of the queue. Hit the one button and take your hand down. There. You did good. At least you did listen. Don't hit the fucking one button no more either.
I don't fucking need these mics tonight.
Right, well, Wick, congratulations on that win for graduation of the year, too.
Hey, your mic's over telling.
I just did, motherfucker. You just got down.
Hey, no, you tell me to tell. You go ahead and tell
everybody. Well, everybody, Wick got 901, got graduation of the year. He deserved it. Congratulations.
Yeah, good job, Trey. Now, no, you want your hand down? Nutty.
I'm on work.
All right. Put your hand down. Hit the one button. Put your hand down.
Hey, Cam.
I'm glad that we won that, man. I mean, he deserved it. You know, he did real good. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Hey, Cam.
We got another hand up.
Hold
on just a second.
601-8889.
Mic's open.
Yep. What's up,
Oz? What's going on?
This is Alex Shavs, man. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. You?
What up,
man? Oh, man, shit. I'm doing all right. I just heard Witt got graduation of the year, man. He deserved that.
Oh, yeah. He a bad boy. That's for real.
But I've been listening to the whole show talking about the race with you and Don Mac and all that shit. I hate what happened to damn Chucky, man. I hated to see that at the end of it.
Well, thank you for that, sir.
Well, I mean, you know, we all hate to see somebody else's, you know, stuff get into a collision like that. But I'm just going to drop my I'm gonna drop my 2 cents into it. You know, take it or leave it either way. I don't mean no harm or no foul to nobody by it. But in my opinion, the biggest mistake that I saw with the race was that you showed up down here on radials at Hattiesburg.
I mean, the man was on the same tire we was, so I mean, we made one of the best passes we ever made before on the radio.
That's right, but you got to look at the conditions that the track was in when you did it. The track was green. I saw the video of the good hit, and that sumbitch was on a ride, ain't no doubt. But the track was green because you could see your tread pattern all the way down the track. The track was prepped, the track was tight, the track was ready.
Right. With no car, it never even touched the surface but mine.
That's why it was good. When, as soon as cars started going down it, it just peeled all of that good shit laid up for them radials, and it went to a slick track again. Don Mack's truck will hook in a fucking bowling alley. There ain't no doubt about that. And that's the reason the truck went down, because it somebody jumps up and slams the bars and it'll ride. Ain't no doubt the truck works.
Well, and that was my point. Who are we talking to, sir?
Alex Shaw.
Alex Shaw.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man? That's exactly what I was saying. I mean, when I've been telling Eyes all week, you know, Eyes is his pride's a little hurt. He normally don't lose on that tree, and he thinks he lost a race at the tree. But you know, we had told him not to go at the tree because we felt like we could. The number we had ran earlier, we could pick Don up, you know, catch him. But as soon as Don left, you know, he was on the bars, and that gave him a big advantage. But no excuses. We're not making excuses. We agreed to that step. You know, he added the money to keep the bars. We made a conscious decision to take the race. We lost the race. We, you know, the car is just about fixed, so. It never has been a pretty car. I don't give a damn about it being pretty. I just want it to go fast, and we're getting real close to where we want to be. So I thank you for what you said, and you're absolutely right about what you said, Alex.
Jay, pretty don't win races nowhere, does it, buddy?
No, it doesn't.
Shit, mine didn't start trying to act right until I beat the bumpers off of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, man, I hope y'all get it on again, and, you know, everything can be good like it always is. Maybe this time everything will be square and everybody will be, you know, won't have no issues.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to go A to B with Don Mack. Goddamn, we done ran this man 4 times, and we ain't been A to B yet, goddamn.
Hey, A
to
B is what it takes, man. A to B is what it takes. If you can't go A to B, you can't get in the winner's circle.
I know. I know we go A to B with everybody else in the country but Don Mack.
Makes sense, man. Yeah, it happens to me, too.
Yep.
That's right. Are you going to Ducks Race, Alex?
Am I going to Ducks Race? Does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Hell yeah, I'm going to Ducks Race.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to Outlaw 275 and Ducks Race for everybody that's listening.
Yes, sir. I figured that. Well, I wish you well, man.
Man, I appreciate that. I'm about to get in the truck and head to South Carolina now. Y'all be safe. I just wanted to chime in and holler at y'all.
Okay, man. Right, we Alex. Appreciate that.
Y'all be careful.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
I want to mute his mic. Hey, Alex, hit the one button. Take your hand down. Hit the one button on your phone, take your hand down where if you want to talk again, you can hit the one button. I'll know. There you go. All right, we got another hand up. 337-1279, your mic's open.
Come here, bitch.
What's up, guys? This is Glenn, man.
What's going on?
That's who?
This is Glenn with the Gangsta Love truck.
Oh, what's going on with you, Glenn?
Not much, man. I'll put you on that address, bro, so I can send you that punk out. I got to head out to work tonight. I'll be gone for a few weeks.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to text you a number, and she's going to give you all the address. They'll send that money.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
Jim, hold the show down right now when I'm doing this.
Okay. You can't make it, Glenn?
Nah, I'm leaving. They swapped my schedule around. I was going to make it, but they swapped my schedule around to 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And my Pistons hadn't come in either. They should be in Monday or Tuesday, they say, so. I ain't gonna have my motor. I mean, I'll be gone for 3 weeks, and by the time it takes about a week to get the motor together, all the cleaning and crap. You gotta do it to get it together, get it right, you know.
Okay. So were we locked in for the battlefield or what?
Yeah, battlefield. Yeah. We're locked in 100 on 500.
Okay.
That's my work schedule. Kind of. That's why I don't like locking races in with my schedule, man. It can change at any time. So. This is the second time this has happened, so, I probably won't lock in nothing until I get to the track from now on.
I understand.
You should get a text message, Glenn.
Okay,
next time you lock it in, just say if you make it to the track, it's locked.
Yeah, that's how I have to do it, because my schedule's kind of crazy.
Well, we know you will race, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, Yeah, I'd have
You're
Louisiana,
right?
Yeah, I'm from Louisiana. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be at Boone Show on the 15th? Is that right?
I think, do we have one on the 20-something? I'll be gone for 3 weeks, so I'd have to look to see if I'm a...
Okay.
I think I got a show on the 20-something. I think I might be at home for that one. I'll have to go back on the schedule and look.
Okay.
I kind of got everybody races on my iPad where I know the ones I know I'm going to make and the ones, it's not out of my schedule that I'm changed. I can figure out which ones I'm going to make, which ones I'm not going to make.
Right.
Yes. Didn't you say Mike could make the 29th race in Holly Springs?
Yeah, if my Pistons come in, I should be off. I'm going to have to look at my iPad to see what my schedule is for that day.
Right.
But if all my stuff in, I may be able to make it for that one. I'll have to look and see if I'll be off or not.
Right.
That's all I'm waiting on is Pistons, man. The Raw's been coming in, everything else got my head back. So I'm just waiting on Pistons. They have to make the Pistons, so.
Right. Okay. You should get a text message.
Yeah. I'll check you once I get off here.
Okay. All right.
What other races they got going on this next month?
Okay, I'll give you a rundown of them. March 1st, Battlefield Motorsports. You know about that. That's the one you're paying the price
on.
All right, then you got around here. It'll be the next one will be Louisiana, March 15th, with me and Don Max locked back in for that race down there. Then you got Holly Springs the day after that, which is 901's Wits race. It's the 16th. Then you got Arkansas race at Prescott's Raceway on the 22nd. Then you got Minor Squirrels race March 29th at Holly Springs. Also, you have Red Hots race in Hub City the 29th. So you got a couple races on that.
And then you got
Malcolm Story, Let's Get It Grudge Fest at Holiday Beach Raceway, April the 12th.
That's a
Saturday night race too. As far as right now, that's as far as our plans got up to. You know, I mean, there's some more races. Marcus Moore now got a race at June the 7th, stuff like that. We got a Grudge Inc. race at Memphis May 31st. The week before that, Mike Hill, 901, I think Pullboy and Holly Springs got the 4-day weekend shootout. It'll be a 2-day event.
I think Mike Hill is on that too, honey.
Do what now?
I think Mike Hill doing it with it too, ain't he? Like he did last year.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mike Hill, Witt, Poor Boy, and Track. I'm not really
I just,
sure.
Yeah, okay. I just clicked over and I heard you.
Wait, what y'all DC come up with I guess like a Super Bowl race towards the end of the year? I think Mike Hill get a bunch of cars. I guess the Grudge Inc. against what's some other boys.
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I mean, I have some guys tell me about it and stuff, but I mean that's a whole different thing, you know.
I think it'd be a hell of an event to get all them same guys at the same track, the same date. That'd be a bunch of damn races, some badass races.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Is Cam still on the phone, Ice?
Who?
Cam.
Yeah, I'm here, Jim. I'm on mute. What's up?
They were just talking about it. I was going to holler at you earlier on BET show last night. He came up with a great idea that they approached Mike and Jay Barnes about. And they had mentioned, I guess, your home track over in Prescott. You think y'all gonna be able to pull that off, or?
No, they were talking about the end of the year.
No, they just named a bunch of possible tracks. That's all they were doing. A bunch of possible tracks.
Prescott's a nice track,
if they decide that they will want to use, Prescott, then I don't see why it won't happen.
That's a top-notch track.
Man, it's a top-notch track, man. Pro mods, everything run over there. So,
it laid out kind of like no problem.
Everybody gonna put whatever they got down. It's just up to them guys, to put it together and decide where they want to go. I believe Prescott Raceway will be glad to have
him. Yeah. Is that place normally pull a pretty good crowd over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then the track is about I would say 3.5. It's 4 hours or less from Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to get... If they do something like that, you're going to have Texas just going to pull off in that song, y'all. You feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Texas race, too.
Yeah, Texas cars going to fall off in there like a strip.
And what day is your race, y'all's race over there?
I race March the 22nd, so on Saturday.
Okay. I won't come to that.
And whoever come over here and go down the track, you'll be able to vouch for it yourself. You won't have to go off with just what we say.
I got you. All right.
I forgot about one race when I was going through the races for Glenn and stuff. Junkyard got a race March the 9th, which is Most Wanted's race also. I think it's March the 9th.
Yeah.
And Marcus Mornell's got a race on the same day as Arkansas News race at Cuban County also. That's in Alabama, South Alabama.
Yeah. Hey, is y'all race on a Saturday, Arkansas?
March
the 9th.
Is the day before my birthday.
Yeah, that means you can pay for everything then, right?
No. So I ain't.
Oh, fuck.
Birthday, that means you're supposed to get, not damn, kill out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's how y'all do it over there. Mm-hmm.
Hey, who did y'all say y'all running over there at Battlefield?
We're running Poo Poo with the Love. We're running Gold Dust with Chucky. We're running Mo Jesus with Chucky straight off the trailer. And we're running Jolly Rancher out of Georgia with the Punisher car.
Okay.
you know, I don't know what we're going to do about Chucky if your heart beats when we had to put the Punisher motor back in there to run Jolly Rancher.
I need to tell you that race for Friday, that way we got time to swap the motor back.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got Mr. Loudmouth. He's coming in here. Hey, the newest member of Grudging Small Block Mafia, fire motherfucker. Now the airway here. 205-6510, Michael.
You said I was fired. Did you say I was fired? The newest member that got fired.
Did I fucking stutter?
Oh, I'm fired. You fired me.
What's going on, Walter?
Ain't nothing much. Me and Plotting them just trying to find out if you fired me or not. Because I need to take my video out of the work.
I just let the whole world know.
So you fired me from Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia. Well, we finna impeach your ass in Mississippi as a governor. We finna impeach your ass.
Hey. When you told me, what did you tell me the other day on the phone?
I told you to leave Don Mack the fuck alone. You can't beat him. I told him it ain't about Chucky. It's about you. He got the mojo on your ass, and I don't. And
but,
I'm not going back on
him. Let me point something out to you. I only drove in two of them races that we ran Don Mack.
Well, your presence was still the same. I'm telling you, Don Mack has got a mojo on you.
Yeah,
it's always that one person you can't beat, no matter if you're 2 seconds faster.
Well,
that's the truth. Trey, exactly. That's what I'm trying to damn tell him. I told him if he had John Force's goddamn hot fuel car or whatever car, hell, he still wouldn't beat.
You told me if I had Mike Hill's car, I still can't beat Don Mack.
If Mike Hill strapped you in, put a passenger seat in his car, and he strapped you in, and he drove his Pomar, and y'all line up against Don Mack will blow your asshole out.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. Well,
leave him alone.
Leaving. Hold on, man.
Everybody.
It might get real interesting now, because he don't normally hit the one button. Now, I don't want 15-16. Go ahead.
I was just trying to tell that catfish motherfucker Walker to quit mentioning my name. I don't do nothing with him.
Yeah, me and you partners now.
I might get some action fucking with you, slow as you are.
Yeah, you might. Mm. You damn sure might. You damn sure might. Hey, I'm the PR man. You can't fire me anyway.
Hold on. We got another hand up. 601. We got a lot of background noise.
Hey, 30 seconds.
You got a lot of background noise. All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna put it on mute then.
Well, you go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was just trying to say I don't think you was that late on that tree. I think the car kind of lifted at the same time, but Don Mack went in the air first, and I just think y'all. I don't think you was that bad on that tree though.
That's what I was trying to say a while ago.
I mean, it looked bad on the video. It looked bad on the video, but, I mean, I was standing right there beside y'all. I think y'all kind of lifted around simultaneously, but I just think, you know, since Don lifted up and got away from there pretty quick, it made it look bad on that video.
Right.
That's what I was trying to tell Isaac a while ago. It's just Chucky don't move a whole lot when it leaves. And so when we pulled the graph up, the car didn't move 1 foot and it hit the tires. It just made it look like that. But that's over there when we lost. We're going to go on about it.
Yeah, I went 490 on the tree. That's what I went. That's not getting it done for a driver.
I mean, I don't think
we all agree
much better than, you know what I mean? But like I say, it looked like y'all kind of, you know, lifted at the same time, but it just like you wasn't doing nothing about, you know, at the 60, that would make, you know, in done hook, so that made it look so bad. And my judgment now, I mean, I could be wrong.
Right, who are we speaking to?
It's Big Randy.
Oh, okay, Big Randy. I thought I recognized his damn number, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, And a lot of shit happened, man. A lot of shit happened, but 4-9 is just not, you know, gonna get it.
Yeah, especially when you're used to going 0-9s and 10s on the tree.
Yeah. Big. I left the whole 10th out there. But I didn't want a red light either. You know, I felt like I had the man good enough I could sit there and then go get him. But shit happened.
That was all our decision. Hell, that race over and done with, man. We can go on about something else.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Shit.
Make me understand what make you not do the same thing on the tree? What make you say I'm not going after the tree?
Hey, who is that? Arkansas asking that question?
That's Arkansas.
Yeah.
Hey, let me help you with that, Arkansas, because I'm on the same page. You on? He just made a statement that he was trying not to red light. Guys, that ain't never been who you are, man.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't normally red light, why you just didn't do the same thing you normally do anyway?
Right. Your talk was always knock a motherfucker head off on the tree. But now this is the first time I done ever heard you say I was trying not to red light. That ain't never been your
but
game.
Every time we go to Hattiesburg, and he tried to kill the tree, it red lights every time. That's the part y'all don't understand. We've been in that track four times.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear then. Now I can understand why you did
right.
it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, when we raced the Lord truck in Memphis and I red lit, I didn't even know I red lit. Now...
Yeah. It's just some trees got your number. Some trees are different. So,
you know, and I was like, well, damn, I didn't do nothing but the same thing I normally do. So I didn't even let it bother me. The next time we went out, I didn't even think about Memphis and what happened. I went out there and I goddamn it tried to chop that motherfucker down by the roots, goddamn it. Just like I normally
do. A lot of it got to do with the rollout too, don't it?
Well, I mean, I'm going to say that. I mean, with the number that we ran, we felt comfortable enough that I didn't have to pressure the motherfucking truck. You know, and take that gamble with a red light.
Hey, well, if I ever race you, feel like you ain't got a hammer that tree then. If me and you on the I ain't talking about just Team Avenue. I'm talking about you in the seat and I'm in the seat. Feel like you ain't got to go at that tree.
There are double quarters in Japan.
Yeah, I mean.
I honestly believe, Ives, if you would have put slicks on that car, it would have maybe been a different story. I'm going to hate to say this, but I got to say this. You are at a 70-30 disadvantage at any track in the South on drag radios, unless you at Holly Springs or Valdosta, and that's including the House of Hook, and that's about the truth about it. Those are the two best drag radio tracks.
If all that, a lot of people say if after, look, the race over and done with, man. Let's go something else.
All these guys talking about it, I mean, let them, you know.
It's like when somebody wrecked a car. I'd have did this if I was driving. If I was driving, I'd have done that. You wouldn't have done a goddamn thing if you were driving. There's a lot of things you can do afterwards. Shit.
You know what? Puerto Rico is an hour ahead because I almost didn't fuck up the show today because I didn't. I forgot. It was an hour ahead. But anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go back to comment, Walter Mann.
So,
what you got to say?
Hey, Ives.
Well,
I'm going to be on this show tomorrow night.
Wait, hold on, Walter. Hold on, Walter. Say what, Pee Wee?
You not going to buy street those cars?
Hey, Ives.
No, I don't mind that.
Hey, somebody,
I'm
somebody
me a
got background
hey, listen,
noise.
Why don't you get behind one of those motherfuckers and let that button go and that bitch do that shit to you? Ooh,
hey,
Ives. Do that shit. That's just like...
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
you know,
hey,
fucking a model,
man.
They're having
I'm
a fucking
Florida,
fat girl.
So
that shit ain't fucking good.
Not to get back around with me.
What's that shit? It ain't cool. I'm fucking the model. I ain't fucking the fat guy.
Hey,
Walter, man, go ahead. I can't go back to that.
All
I'm saying
is tomorrow night, post up, I'm going to get here.
Hold on. Hey, 803, you got a lot of background noise. 803-6953, you got a lot of background noise. I'm going to
somebody else have somebody have Pro Side Joe Show tied in. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
Hey, mute my mic, man. Cause I'm down here in Florida, and the wind up. It might be my, you know, my background.
No, I just muted your mic, but it wasn't you. But hey, I'm gonna mute your mic. Hit the one button. Take your hand down. If you want to come back in, just hit the one button. All right.
All right.
Damn, where's the 803? There it is.
Crazy ass, a goddamn you, little damn Ouija boy.
All right, 7 o'clock
on this show tomorrow
night.
I'm not living with you. 914-5466. Come on.
Hey, somebody got Prostock Joe Show tied in. Hang that, mute that bitch.
I just muted it. Hey, all right. Hold on. Nutty, go ahead. Now, somebody got background noise. I don't know who that is. Ain't but a couple mics open. Cam, Roland, Glenn, Splop.
It ain't me. I'm in my room chilling, man.
It ain't me because I just clicked back over. Hell.
All right. Hold on. Might be. No.
It ain't me.
Hey, it ain't me. I was unmuted. Y'all just unmute my line.
It was Flop's number. Flop, you got some background noise on your phone. 901-1516, you got background noise.
Yeah, I had my phone muted.
Yeah, he still got it. All right, go ahead, Nutty. No, it's Mustang Walker's phone. Yeah, that was Mustang Walker's phone. Mustang Walker, you got background noise. Hit the one button, take your hand down. Hit the one button when you want to talk. 601-1411, your mic's open. Nutty. I guess he hit
Yeah. I wanted to ask Mustang Walker, since the car is back in his section, in his position, him and Jeff Tempai want to do something on the 29th, since he been selling the car, buying the car back, selling the car, changing this, changing that. I don't think he know what he want to do, but I just want to know what he want to do on the 29th. That's all.
Okay, I'm finna open him back up. Let y'all talk about it. Mustang Walker, you have been
let me
called
cut the
out
TV
by
down.
Study.
Got called out by who? Are you going to have that damn mystery car together on the 29th?
We'll be pushing for it. We made some strides.
Y'all call my phone like y'all was a bell last week. I want to know if you're going to be ready.
We are a grizzly bell.
Is it going to be ready?
It's possible.
I'm going to lay you out in my flow like a damn carpet. What you want to do it
hell, for? Hell, bitch, I already got oil pressure. I seen a video the other day on Facebook.
That's what I want to talk about. Look, I want to know how you sell this car. Car's going to be in Louisiana, but when this video, it showed his house in Alabama.
No, I understand. The guy who bought into the car is from Louisiana. The guy who bought into the car is from Louisiana.
Let me answer that for you, okay? Hey, you know Mustang Walker have a lot of deals that fall through. He counts his chickens where they hatch. Now, go ahead, Walker.
No, this deal's already in place. And as you seen on that video, that's gone any damn way. That carburetor's gone, and a nitrous plate gone. It's all different now.
I just want to know what your driver going to do.
Me and Tim Five gonna blow your asshole out. That's what we gonna do. Let me finish the car, and you gotta race. Oh. I'm not. I want you, Flop. I want you too.
You want who too?
I'm not drinking. Why I need to drink? Well,
I got a one hit.
I'm gonna save it
just for you.
You're gonna get a pass down the track, you're gonna get a burnout, and you're gonna get a damn return. Wait, let me how it go. You get a pass down the track, you make it to the return road, and you get another burnout, and that's the end of your motors. One hit, one the motor.
As long as it's whooping your ass when you do it, that's all that matters. You come up there on the little 8.5, like you said, you're going to get
nope, 26.
So, Walker, Flop, your mic is open.
Hey,
Walker. Your mic's open.
Thank you, ass. Hey, Walker.
Yeah.
I want to point out something to somebody that brought to my attention. You around here talking all that slick shit about what you going to do. And you know you're a big goddamn liar. You lie about selling the car, and you lie about getting your carburetor rebuilt. Because if you look on the video closely, when you read
that's a 750 quick fill and big
on,
game, and big game
on,
bought the carburetor today.
Walker, listen to me.
Hold on. I gotta go to mute. Hold on. I'll be right back.
If you see, he don't want to hear. Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Them motherfucking squirters ain't even squirting on this newly rebuilt carburetor.
Hey, I told you that this morning. Them motherfuckers dripping like that. Somebody crying. You better get that shit fixed.
And it's missing.
Talking about what he going to do. Calling me like they something there. I got a one-hit wonder. I'm going to go to the top of the chart on his ass.
205-44-48,
your
mic's open. I'm
getting to
the
guys that
want
their mics open.
Hold on
just a
second, guys. 601-3356.
Good evening. Hey, good evening. This is Malcolm out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. How is everybody tonight? Hey, Malcolm told me the other day he gave me the break in Duke.
No, nothing. Now, there you go. You done bumped your head again. But I will say this. Just to clear some up, I understand that last week, after I got off the phone, there was a little topic about, you know, me being scared of Flop from Memphis. Okay? Just to clear some up, me and Flop have talked in the past.
All right. Thank you.
Flop, when I felt like Flop call was faster than mine and I couldn't.
Okay.
Put your phone on. Was faster than mine, and I knew it was faster. I'd have been a fool to go out there and get my head knocked off. And yeah, I had told him that. I have admitted that, you know, to whoever. Hey, look, man, he's faster than me. Ain't nothing I can do with him. I can't do nothing but shake his hand and let him go. It ain't never been a situation where Malcolm was scared of him. I ain't scared of nobody. So I just want to clear that up. And hopefully, if things go like I think they're going to go, maybe me and Flop will sit down this year. I feel like I'll be ready for him. Because, like I say, when I go to the track, well, when any of us in my little group, when we go to the track, we don't go just standing around twiddling our thumbs. We want to do something. But, yeah, that was a race at one point in time I could not take. I'm getting my shit together so that I can take it.
Can't do nothing but respect that. Flop, your mic's open if you want to address it.
We appreciate all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, Flocky, you picking on that man. Goddamn, this 007 with gold dust. What's happening?
Uh-oh, what's up, dude?
Shit.
What's up, man?
We ain't doing nothing.
Man, I got the whole gold. I got the whole Gold Dust team on here from the goddamn CEO Fletcher Cox to Antoine. I think his brother
yeah.
on here. All of us on here. What
yeah,
happened?
Fletcher just said, "Open my mic."
Goddamn, we on here, man. We on here heavy tonight.
Yeah.
We got the Gold Dust painted, and we ready for some action. Shit, Dunn back on him. Gargamel on him. Is any of them on that island?
There's a bunch of 601 numbers on here, Big Ken, but I don't know who they are.
Shit. Ask me if Gargamel or Dunn Mac on that, man.
Gargamel or Dunn Mac, hit the one button if y'all on here.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let me get mine out the way right now. I don't want no
okay.
problems.
Who is this?
This Flock. I don't want them problems.
Oh, okay, Flock. We ain't picking on nobody, Flock. I don't think we're picking on
okay.
nobody in 2014. No way. We ain't going to do that. But shit, Antoine and Gold Dust and them that got Good Racer of the Year from Mississippi and shit, man, they got the car painted. They ready to do something strange
hey.
For a little piece of chain.
Hey, and the car looks good.
Hey, man, they appreciate it. But Fletcher them on here, I don't know if I own this mic. But,
what's up,
Ken? I'm still on, Ken. I'm on your phone. I'm still on your phone.
Oh, you're Fletcher
yeah,
on my phone.
Yeah, he's on Ken's phone.
Is Don Mac on,
man? There is a lot
hey,
of people
boys on the phone, man.
Ain't none of them hit the one button yet.
Yeah, they said Don Mac wanted to run Gold Dust. I don't know if Fletcher on here to ask him what he want to do this weekend. We ain't even tested the car, man, but you know them boys do something strange, man. Shit,
we're
we'll do something strange.
Every now and again.
Yeah, them boys want to try something strange.
Don Mac, hit the one button if you on the show. I think that's the number right there. Hold on just a second. Look it up.
I can't believe Don Mac on now. Don Mac last three numbers is 6733.
I'm looking. No.
Yo, okay, you don't see him? What about Gargamel? He on there? Gargamel, I know, was flying last week. They said they were looking for a raise at the track. We just want to put it out there before we, you know, before we get him on the phone. We want to race. We ain't trying to fight this year. We ain't trying to
fight. Gargamel last the 4 digits 36-37. You see,
what's his? What's his?
36-37. Nah, 769-36-37.
Shit, I call him, man. I don't know see what
okay.
they want to do. Pull them out the bushes, I. Pull them out the goddamn bushes.
All right, we finna try Don Mac first. How about that? Let's see. I never called away from him, so bear with me. Y'all hold the show now. Let me see.
Well, goddamn, we going to hold it down, buddy. Goddamn Antoine and Fletcher, I don't know. They ain't took their medicine. Fletcher off season from playing pro, he ain't got nothing to do, man. Shit, hey, I'm gonna do something strange,
man. I'm stuck.
Here we go. We're trying to call him.
Here we go, people. Here we go.
Hello.
Donald Don Mac, how's they going?
Yeah,
Don Mac, we got some guys on the phone. Want to go down your ass?
Well, they got the right thing in mind.
Okay.
What's happening?
Not much.
You got the Gold Dust crew here on the phone from the CEO to the president, all the way down to the secretary.
Okay, so I get now. Y'all want to pick on me, though?
Ain't nobody picking on.
That's if y'all picking on the right one. Wait a minute. Hey, let me get my lawyer on the phone. Hold on.
Get your lawyer, dog. Get your lawyer.
He's already on here, dog. He's already on here. What lawyer you talking about?
I'm on here. I'm here.
I'm listening.
He listen. All right. Tell him, go ahead, Flop. I can't say nothing about my lawyer, bro.
Hey, now, Matt.
Huh?
We listening to your proposal, kid. Go ahead. Hey, Don Mac.
Yeah.
Fletcher and all them, and Antoine, they all on here. You know, they got Grudge Racer of the Year. They wanted to see if you wanted to try to win that title back this weekend if you're going to be in Hattiesburg.
Hey, man, look at them. They ain't got no goddamn Grudge Racer of the Year. I am the goddamn Grudge Racer of the Year.
That ain't what Grudge Inc. said this year.
Grudge Inc. Wait a minute.
Grudge Inc. Don't
make no rule for Don Mac. More want to make my rule. The people said I am the goddamn rule for you. Grudge Inc. can't come over here and tell the people what to do. The people nominated me. Grudge Inc. They didn't nominate Grudge Inc. or shit. They nominated Mo Wanted.
Damn that. What you want to do?
What's on your
damn, all that. Damn all that. What you want to do?
That's what I'm talking about. You should have been step up and been a man and said something.
You still ain't answered the question.
What I want to do? When?
Yeah. This weekend,
Sunday.
Man.
Sunday. I don't know. I ain't talked to my man. I told him we wasn't going to do nothing until we get done with the white truck. I ain't talked to him, but I made a plan on going on the white truck.
Get him on the phone, then.
Man, I can't get me at work.
Do I need to call him, Don Mac?
Huh?
Hey, Don, you bring the white truck out?
Yeah, I'm trying to get done with. I just had a little setback on the rain that we got. Most of it I had to do. I'm just about done with.
You got a small? If you got a small block in there, them boys don't care which one you bring, man. Bring your best one.
That's what I'm talking about. Sound like now you sound like you're a man. For a while ago, you were crying.
Who?
When you said you, maybe thought you were scared of me. You don't never hear me say you. I tell people, man, that Ray. Like I told I that I do what you need to do to win. I didn't say you. I said, do what you need to do to win. I hope you change yourself up. That's what we just told you.
That's what we just said. Do what you need to do.
You see that slow ass shit I had in your car? You need to get out of
here. We ain't talking about eyes.
We ain't talking about eyes, man.
We ain't talking about eyes.
Hey, man,
about you.
Wait, listen. Y'all might need team with
I. We ain't talking about I. We talking about down on your ass. We ain't talking about I.
Now,
we going to run I. We already locked in with I. We trying to test the car this weekend, and we ain't going to go to track till we're going to test on your ass. That's what we going to do. We're going to shake down on your ass and go on get this over with for the year you can get started. So it won't be nobody running behind the back bumping the gum. And we just going to handle it like men and just take it on, just do it right now.
I thought with my ground tomorrow, just see what you got up for the weekend.
Yeah, we can go and get this on out the way before the year gets started.
Do I
need Kyle Cody on the show?
Man, that man at work, you told you he work at nighttime, Cole.
Yeah,
we see Don Mac ain't ready. No disrespect, Don, but we trying to get the people that's able to go today. You know what I'm saying? You know, we Gargamel ready. Call Gargamel. Let's see what he got going.
Okay, I'm going to need his number. I don't have Gargamel's number.
You don't have Gargamel's number?
Uh-uh.
I get him.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right. Don Mac, get it. 601 what, Don Mac?
That is a 979 number.
Okay. Oh. Don Mac trying to get the bullet off of him, man.
Hey, man, 979. Shit, I got everybody number. 979. All
right. Go ahead. 251. 251?
Yeah. 36, 37. Gargamel,
right?
Yeah. Gargamel,
goddamn right.
Male.
Here we go.
Here the hell we go.
I'm able to see
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer
available.
If you have reached this recording in error, please check the current coded number and try your call again.
I got an emergency number to call him on.
I got him off now.
Dr. Mel.
All right.
Yo.
What's happening, Ben?
What up there? What up, Gene? What's up there?
Hey, man, I got the whole Gold Dust crew from the CEO, the president, secretary, everybody over there.
Yeah.
First thing, Mr. Gargamel, we got to get across before we speak to you in your castle.
Yeah.
These guys, they want to raise. They don't want to fight. We ain't got no boxing glove. We all out of
hey,
here.
Hey, I want to raise you, man. I don't know what happened, Sad. Like I said, I'm not paying attention to what they had going on.
Now,
I was
we get the ground rule down. Now, if y'all want to raise, hey, man, this Gold Dust crew, that shit, man, they got new paint. They fucking ready.
I told Flex that they are running. He the one saying that I guess we got to give him something. I told him, hey, they already up two on me. I got to run them head up. Flex just said I got to give him something. He said he wasn't going to run my car head up.
And you know I was just talking shit about that, but we can do a head up Sunday, though.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Hold on. I might not make it Sunday. I got to do something to my house that weekend. So I ain't going to lock nothing in for Sunday. Not this Sunday here. Depending on what I can make time this Sunday.
No disrespect, Donnie. Don't take this wrong. No disrespect, but we know you and Don is the people champ right now. We already know.
No.
The people champ in Mississippi. We call Don say he got to see if God going to bless him this weekend, that he can't come. God going to let him know tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to check and see if you got to do something to your house and stuff.
Yeah, I'm working on my house this weekend. I know I'm going to be on all day Saturday. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
But Sunday, I might. You know what I'm saying? I know, but I got a lot of cleaning up I got to do. I got to be good on the inside of it out. But I don't know. We might can make it up there Sunday. I got to see what Pike want to do this weekend. But I didn't know nobody was having none this weekend. I know I got to get this house cleaned out so they can get on in there and start working on it. But I don't know. I might can get up there.
Hey, Pike wanted to rain so bad, man. Antoine, they told the paint man, don't even worry about buffing the car, man. Just bring one. I like it is. So they just gonna come on.
Hey, King. Goddamn. Actually, what you mean? You said y'all was scared to bring the motherfuckers to the last weekend. Me and God up there both had to pass looking for Angela last weekend.
Well, that's what I said, Don. Antoine, them were down, and they felt bad that you and Gargamel was at the track looking for action and couldn't find nobody to run. They didn't wanna put that pressure on Chris and Poo-Poo this weekend. So they said they were
going to
come.
Hey, y'all might get lucky, though. I might get up there Sunday, though. I might get up there Sunday and get a little action going on, because I need some money to hit me for the house, all the money I've spent. I might can start collecting Sunday.
Don't
bring
your house money down there, man.
No, it's there. I just need some action for the little flooring and countertops and stuff like that.
Right.
I might need a little extra money, I might need a little extra, so.
Yeah, I don't
but it ain't never too much here. It ain't never such a thing too much here, so.
Well, you messing with the right one that got it. You messing with the right one. You smart now.
Yeah, hey, I'm trying to get in them pockets, man. How we going to do it, man? Head up?
Yeah, head up.
Head up? I don't know. I might can get there, man. I can't make it.
Man, I thought Flip, you going to ask Gargamel for the back tie, man.
No, I can't give him nothing. I can't give him nothing. But sit down beside me. That's all that I can give him.
Are you serious, Flip? You going to run Gargamel head up?
That's all I can give him, man. That's all the way I can give him.
Hey, man, you heard the
shit. He said a while back on, he going to get on one system.
Oh, shit.
Go right head up that way.
I got to run the car, man.
Hey, now Pipe did say he was trying to write everybody on one system.
Hey,
I don't know if he's just drunk
Pipe on the side. I'm driving it. Run head up, car for car, man. If I come there Sunday and we run, I got to run head up. I ain't giving up nothing. I ain't hooking nothing. I'm hoping I ain't got to pull the hood on it.
God damn, man, you sound like you may have two Raiders on now. Shit, we need to look all right.
I know what I seen in them. I want to see out there, son, bitch. I'm just playing with it now, trying to get it on around and get comfortable with it. But if I get up there Sunday and give me a good hit out there, y'all got some action. We gonna get out. Y'all got some action if I can get up there Sunday. Now we got head up, car for car. That's how we run. Best man wins like Slipper Lane, Troy.
Man, you ought to give him some, Gagamel, since you
No,
with
I can't give him. I can't give him nothing. He ain't already beat me two times.
Charge since you playing with
no,
no,
little old motor, 5'12". I don't know all in there. Little old motor, 10. That motor about 10, 11 years old. Little old motor.
Gagamel, huh? I'm speaking to Ed, your lawyer. Get him an opportunity to beat your ass if they can.
Hey, well, you ain't my lawyer. And my lawyer said, God damn it, y'all got an opportunity to beat me head up, God damn it. That's the only way y'all going to get me.
Goddamn
bass truck
there.
Yeah, that's the only way y'all going to beat me. And then we going to have to be head up. I ain't hugging shit. I ain't hugging none of that or nothing. We got to run head up. And they said, I might goddamn it shake it off and make it up there. Who having a show? Somebody having a show up there?
Yeah, I think Snake
and
them having a show.
Oh, they having a show? I didn't know nothing about that.
Snake, I don't know.
I don't know. Hold on, guys. We ain't
picking on nobody.
We
just
trying
to
see if anybody can stop. I ain't no problem with it. Like I see, if I can shake it, I'm sure be there.
Man, y'all know Antoine ain't drove all year.
I ain't drove about a year or two here. Antoine, he been driving.
Yeah, but I'm saying y'all know Antoine got a few cobwebs on him, but Cody been leaving out in front of everybody. I'm betting on the goddamn gold dust gonna pull off front. They know the tree.
Yeah, they might know the tree. I'm betting I can pull them back. That's what I'm going to bet on.
Huh?
I'm going to bet on I can pull them back.
Well, Antoine, hey, Gagamel, let me tell you a little.
Hey, I might can't leave with them, Big Kim, but I'm betting on I can pull them back with the number I've been seeing lately. I'm betting I can pull them back. That's what I'm – see, the first time they called me butt naked. I had little shoes on the car. It wasn't hooked. We just having fun, having fun. This fucking time, man, all that bitch got to do is just stay together. Just stay planted. That's all we need to see. We know what that motherfucker is going to do.
Hey, man.
We done seen him. Two or three times.
Hey, y'all,
we just got to stay together.
Man. This real good. That's some good information.
I know I can't beat him off the tree.
And I ain't on this Xanax yet now. Gold dust pull off first, Gagamel. Just a little bit, me and you going to make on the side. Gold dust pull off first. If he knows you up, we see that he knows you up, and you go back around it, you come to me and get an extra 100. If he knows you up and you don't come around it, you just bring me 100.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Man, ain't nobody going back around Goldust if he get his nose up. We can
all right now.
On that motherfucker.
All right now.
Hey,
Ken, you been around a long time. Ken, you done seen a lot of motherfucking nose out of that person get pulled back.
Hey, Gagamel.
You done seen a lot of them get nose out of that person and pulled back.
Hey, I'm going to do like Tony Wright. I'm going to ask you where your high gear at.
Hey, I'm gonna try my motherfucking best to show you that high gear too, motherfucker.
I'm gonna ask you what that big block is in that big block.
I'm gonna try my motherfucking best to bring them hammers in on that motherfucker.
You better bring them in, because, boy, when they high yield come in and I get pinched in that seat, that hard, somebody go to working good. His own.
Okay. I'm going to try my best to get there, goddamn. I might got to skip this weekend and just come on up there, goddamn.
Come on.
And then just start on that motherfucking next weekend.
Just start on next week. Don't miss your bed.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Come on. It's gonna be nice. I'm gonna show y'all that big motherfucking run I got. It's gonna be nice. It ain't no big, that little motherfucker.
But if it don't, I'm gonna ask you where your high gear is, cause I always
hey,
remember
hey.
I got mine.
That motherfucker we got a hustle. Yo.
And you know what? You know what it is, though?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let y'all, you and Cody and Dunn Magnum get up there. Y'all going to bang them. Wow. Watch we get up there. We ain't going to bang this shit through the motor.
I done seen it done before. You know, you ain't got to bang all of them through it, you know. But what I got on that bitch, I got to bang it through. Fuck it. Work for the next man, don't work for me. I'm banging that motherfucker. I got straight through it. God damn it. He's going to bang straight through it, god damn it.
God damn it.
You better say that when we bang it. Just send it there until the light bulb goes. When we bang it, god damn it, we're going to take off.
Bang, god damn it. He's going to take off now.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Don? You see how you've been coming out there on the wheelie bar, riding out of there? Now watch that tune, that motherfucker. I'm going to come out there in the air with you. Sit down. Watch that sit down quicker than you, and watch how what we do. We hit high gear.
Well, let me tell you, Ken, if you tune on it, we going to shit on it.
Hey, a motherfucker told me last Sunday. If you want some soft shit in your hand, goddamn. That's what the motherfucker told me. If you want some soft shit in your goddamn hand, ain't shit soft over here. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to be there, goddamn. I got to be there now.
Hey, I
got to be there.
You know, everybody said I was going to blow it up last year. I had a soft tune up on it. This year, guess what?
I'm
going to show y'all what I'm working with.
I've been to St. Louis before to show me state. I've been down there before to the show me state, goddamn.
Well, come on down, Mr. Gaga, man. We got a little blessing for you, sir.
All right, man. Hey, I'm going to try to get that goddamn so we can get it all. Ain't nothing there going on.
Yeah, come on down. Hey, man, we just put some new tail lights in there, and we want somebody to tell us how they look.
I promise I ain't trying to be the one to look at the motherfuckers.
Hey, man.
I promise you that, goddamn. Hey, I ain't trying to look at the tail lights. Fuck a tail light. I ain't got a brake light hooked up on my goddamn car. None of that shit. I ain't trying to look at the naked man goddamn tail light. But
hey,
I promise you this, promise you. Everybody got some new little fancy lights in there, you know, but I ain't trying to look at them. I don't give a damn about them lights. I don't give a damn about it. Hey, he got a black wing. I'm trying to show him that silver looking motherfucking rusty wing I got on the back of mine. Fuck the way his wing looks and his goddamn tail lights.
Hold up your show, Al, but if they come to Harrisburg, we're going to try to get these. They've been the people champ for the last couple of weeks. We got to respect that.
Well.
So this week, guess what? Antoine say he's coming back. It's time for him to make his debut.
We hope Antoine got his debut together, goddamn. We're going to fuck him up. I hope he got it together, goddamn.
That's what a lot of people said they wanted to fuck me up, goddamn.
You told me that.
I said, I ain't going to be out there crazy, goddamn, trying to go this here on one race. I said, but I'm going to bet you another motherfucking time where we can do a whole lot of goddamn races. Didn't I tell you that?
I told you I got a lot of ground to blaze, too.
Hey.
I'm
trying to put you in your own goddamn ground, come Sunday.
Put your ass in their feet first so you see what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds good. Well, I'm going to get y'all a call back before goddamn Saturday, man. I'm going to get y'all a call back next y'all know.
Chris can't run you and Don Mack because I found out Don was helping him with his car. He don't want to run Don because...
Hey, yeah, Chris no more. I always been there with Chris.
And I told him, I said, Chris, man, pay for your part that you got from them dudes, man, because we all just having fun, man. And this ain't personal. We just having fun, you know? Everybody's just trying to get a little Valentine money. You know, we're going to be able to get a little Valentine money. We're trying to see who's going to pay it back.
Well, goddamn, I spent a fortune in a cookie, goddamn, already, so I ain't even trying to get that fortune in cookie back, but I'm damn sure trying to get a piece of it. All right, well, I'm going to call y'all by saying let y'all know I'm making it.
Let's see what he had to say.
Okay,
Big Randy, your mic's open. Big Randy.
What's up, man?
You hit the one button a while ago. You want in on this action?
What action?
I hear nothing. They still on here.
Yeah, we on here.
Gold Dust is coming out this weekend, and we was asking Don Mack and Gogglemill about racing. This year we want to race. We ain't nobody trying to fight. We just want to race this year. And we can keep it friendly racing. We want to race anybody. And if anything personal, we just don't win down with that this year. You got Fletcher on the phone. You got Antoine. You got Fletcher brother. All the Gold Dust crew is on the phone.
And you say y'all want to race?
We didn't call y'all name because I knew MacMan or somebody told me that he may go out of town. So we didn't say nothing about racing y'all this weekend because he said y'all may go out of town.
Well, I'm in Florida now, but you know we're going to race y'all, man. We on two with y'all. You know we're going to run y'all.
We didn't say nothing about racing y'all this weekend. We were just talking about this weekend at the show.
He just said he didn't know if y'all were gonna come down to this weekend. He didn't say we were gonna race y'all. I'm in Florida, man. I'm in Florida. We ain't going nowhere this weekend. But you know we're gonna run y'all, though. I mean, when I get back, we get together, we'll find out what we're gonna do. We're gonna run y'all. You know that? Oh yeah, yeah. They said they were.
I think that he said that they were going to do it on 29 and get the show there for MacMan. Say they were going, they wanted to rematch.
I ain't got to do with that because I ain't gonna be there.
Hold on, guys. Okay. We got a lot of hands up. Hold on just a second. 205-9193. Mic's open. 205-9193. Mic's open. 504-5817, your mic's open. Yeah, all of them came in one, but it ain't
saying. I'm losing that boy now.
337-1279, your mic's open.
Hey, this is Glenn. I fell off after call the show back.
Okay,
I hear Big Ken on here. What y'all do with the Little Red Riding Hood, Big Ken? Y'all still got it?
No, I sold it last year. Them boys raked it this past weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, raked it this past weekend.
They looking for
Marty? I don't know how bad they tore it up. I hadn't really talked because, you know, I tried to buy it back from the board, but he ain't made up his mind
whether
he wanted to sell it or not.
Oh, okay. They looking for Marty. I got a little stock Marty that they could use.
All right, I'll let
them know. Well, I don't need these mics back out that I opened that nobody talked on.
That noise is driving me crazy.
Yo.
And you know what?
Uh-huh.
Me and you out there in the creek with that stream
trying to watch out gold. Hell, all we had to do is get on the phone and get a lot of gold.
Hey, we're going to try to get them boys in action, man. We're going to try our best to get them boys what they're looking for.
You know what? And then they got
all
that stuff. They got
out
gold good and clean for
us, too. Yeah, sit on the phone, got them with Ken and them, all them on the radio station talking shit with gold dust and all them. I told them we're going to beat them.
And now the gold dust clean, though.
Hey, I heard something about gold dust, man.
Hey, that thing is clean.
That's all it is, man. That's about it, man. It just look good. That's about it. They got old nice fancy car, goddamn. I'm gonna try to pull a gold off the side of that motherfucker. I told Flex one thing about me. He got a motherfucker chasing out there, man. Everywhere he go, if I can get there, if it's able for me to run, I'm gonna run it there. I'm able to run it, man. Every time you look around, goddamn.
I think Alan Cook
want to
cash in some of that gold, too.
Oh, he do? Well, shit. Hey, you know, gold high right now.
Yeah, gold high.
Yes, I know. I want me a piece of goddamn to cash in, goddamn it. I'm gold mining, goddamn, for that motherfucker. I want me a piece of it to cash in.
Well, one thing about it, man, I don't want you guys to,
hey, guys,
to get discouraged.
Hold on, just a second. I gotta get
the
gadget on the phone.
My own time racing.
Hey, who painted gold dust, bro? I got a 69 Camaro I'm working on, needs some paint work. That thing is nice.
A guy named Chris Manasco out of Yazoo City.
And where he from?
Yazoo City. Well, my hometown. Manasco Body Shop.
I'm gonna have to get with you when I get ready to put some paint on that thing.
How y'all doing, Holly?
Yeah. For those, the old stock suspension, big block car.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't be out with that till the end of the year or maybe beginning of next year.
Hey, we got some background noise here. You're not talking.
Somebody finally rubbing something on their face or something.
Gadget.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Gadget?
I don't know what's going on.
I can't call it. You want to tell everybody what you got going on down there in a couple weeks?
What Big Wilson Big Ass at? Ain't he on the line?
I know Big Ken over there somewhere. I don't think Big Wilson on the line. I ain't hear you, Big Wilson.
Yeah, Big Wilson. Big Wilson got his ass on the line.
No, yeah, he might got a phone on mute. Goddamn, he over there hiding someone on the line, man.
That's something, bitch. Goddamn, it didn't let me.
He just hit the one button right now. Big Wilson.
Hey, Gaddy, when you got no oil pressure, they always say, keep your damn mouth closed, man. What about
the call? Oh, all right.
I said Gaddy. That's what he said, Gaddy.
Big Wilson,
all right, tell what we got going on, Big Wilson. I'm working. I just want to get on the show.
I got February 28th, that Friday, we got a small block class, a pre-monograph race. Right now with the small block cars, we have about 9 that's in at the small block class, pay out of 1500 first place. Then that Saturday, it's the finale. We got a lot of lock-in races. We got Fly Low, which is Fletcher Cox, Big Ken, and them, Trey and them at 21. They have a lock-in race. Then they're going to Grudge Inc. We got the Punisher versus the Jolly Rancher. And we got Mr. 250 Shot. He's locked in with Debo. Everybody know Debo down south and who he locked in with Debo in. Like I said, that Saturday we're having a 28 and 29, 275 or 315 class. $2,500 to pay out. We got a lot of guys coming down. You know, we got Tony Wright. He's looking for anybody on 29. Tony Boss Bound. We got the Chicago Boys. We got the Motor City Mafia. We got a lot of people coming out, so, you know, want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. Hey, Big Wilson, you forgot one lock-in.
What one is that, Big Daddy?
You forgot Poo-Poo locked in with I and then with the little truck in I.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Poofy is locked in with Ash. You're so right, Big Daddy.
How you going to be Poofy, man? I'm sorry, Big Kid.
Hold on a minute. Gadget, Big Wheels are falling down on his damn work now. He forgot to tell everybody that I and Chucky locked in with Mo Jesus straight off the trailer for Battlefield Mo Jesus.
You got to get your specs right, Big Wilson.
I talked to Mo Jesus yesterday. You know what Mo Jesus told me? Mo Jesus said he locked in with us. He said, but Big Wilson, this is what I want you to do. Wait till that week before to announce this shit, because I'm bringing a LS car up there to come straight off the trailer with Grillers Inc. I said, well, Mo Jesus, I'm going to do that for you. But Big Daddy, since you brought it out, fuck what Mo Jesus told me. Yeah, we got Mo Jesus, the Louisiana boys, is locked in with eyes, check it, straight off the trailer.
Hey, what car Smile Town Racing going to have up there?
Say that again now.
Yeah. What car Smile Town Racing going to have up there?
Hey, who it is?
Lock up with what? Oh, I'm not raising that. What car is you talking about? I just ain't gonna jump away in the car. What car you talking about? You talking about a booster car?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm running booster car. I'm running head up.
No, you know you're gonna give me the back down.
Oh no, who said that?
Hey, fuck it. I'm gonna run you pipe in the tuning. Fuck it.
Yeah, pipe in the tuning.
I'm running your head up on 200,000 I'm gonna lock that up.
All right, for your race on the 28 and the race
in the
over Meridian, right?
Yeah,
in the
March 1st.
All right, we'll be there, head up. We'll do that. 200,000
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Now put that down, Wilson.
Wilson. So when you advertise the race, you say that me and Boos are head up to 200,000
We're going to flip a lane.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll flip a lane, John. All right,
Hey,
this Antoine, what day do we supposed to run, Friday or Saturday?
That's Saturday, Antoine. March the 1st.
Okay. I just wanted to.
Saturday.
Daddy. All the crow races have been locked in for Saturday.
Daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
We on Saturday too, ain't it?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah.
All right, that'll work. That'll work.
You want to put a time on it?
Dead on your ass, I go. No, I'm going to put a time on it right now, but I talked to Pipe, I'll call you back and put a time on it. But we locked in for Saturday.
All right, we'll run Saturday. Hey, I know you good.
Yeah, we'll do that, Saturday. But I want a piece of that gold. I want a piece of that gold there, Tuka, right now. Like I said, gold going back up right now.
Yeah.
And I tell him I want a piece of that gold there.
We going to give you that blessing Sunday.
I want it Sunday.
Hey, we're going to bless you Sunday, and then come on the 1st, we just, everybody going to hover over you just like we have in prayer. You know, when people going through something, everybody walk up to the front, and the preacher say, lay hands. You know, preacher, y'all laughing, man. The preacher say, lay hands, because I feel some God telling me that this person needs special prayer. So all the Mississippi races, when we lay that Gargamel down Sunday,
just make sure y'all take a donation for me too, then, goddammit. Take a donation while y'all in.
Hey, I know one thing. Mississippi trying to stand up tonight. There's a lot of Mississippi
boys. We him, goddammit. We him.
Yeah, we don't stand up for getting them raised and, you know, all of the races.
And put it over in Gadget, too. You're going to put it over in Gadget, too, goddammit, on his own race.
I'm not worried about all that,
Dog Man. We're going to put it over in Gadget on his own race right here. We're going to put it over in him.
678-1445, your mic's open.
What's going on, fella?
What's happening?
I hear y'all got all that action going on over there.
We trying, how was it?
They try to stand up a little bit over this way.
I hear them tonight.
Hey, chick.
Yeah.
This Big Will, did you get that message today, Doc?
Yeah, I did. I said it. I got a little busy a little bit.
Okay.
And I was going to hit you. But I will hit you. And
just
my number.
I want you to do take care of that.
Okay.
Hey, guys, everybody listen right now. I can't meet nobody else in my I lost that cribbage to Don Mac this weekend. So if you don't mind, please meet your mic.
You sure did. If he beat you, you can't meet nobody else.
Hey, 250 though.
Hey, 250.
Hey,
don't have Gadget. I got one thing to say. When I fuck people up, anybody out there feel like they want to part of 250, they say, come on out to the Price Right. They'll be the next goddamn contestant.
I thought y'all said my man don't know how to talk. See, my man know how to get on the phone and talk, man.
Hey, Gadget, whoever you talking to, you go to the room, you can't have him. Send him over my way.
All right, 250. All right, 250. That's my new tag team partner.
They tagging, ain't it?
That's right, man. Two budgets.
Demo 6, 2646, mic open. Go ahead. Demo 6, 2646, your mic open. Go ahead.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Right there.
All right.
Just Gadget on the phone today?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he over there somewhere.
Gadget, man. This is Tony Vines, man. I'm mad at you, man. You ain't got me a race locked in yet, man. What the hell you got? Is you even trying, man?
Gadget.
Hello?
Gadget.
Yeah, he must have hung up.
Gadget at work. Hell is. Yeah, really, but 2 more weeks from now, I'm trying to get something locked in before I come on down there. I'm coming, but I need to lock in so I have somebody locked in the race.
Hmm.
Is there any grudge racing up in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana?
Well, Tony, hey, I tell you right there. Tony, you put a small block in there, I got it with you. You put a small block car, I got it with you.
Oh, you get a small block on 28?
You buy a small block car, I got with you. Don't get what kind of car you buy. I said
small block on 28.
You just said you looking for a race. I thought they told you, Tony. You buy a
small
block
car. You got to tell me.
You said, can you get a race? I said, you got a small block car. I'll double with you. That's what I said.
I said, you got a small block car. Okay, please ask this man, do he got a small block called 28 he want to run me with?
No, sir.
I thought you got action, man. I mean, it is what it is. We ain't going to go through it until my race.
You got a big block or small block? That's what I'm praying for you to race.
And Tony over there, he's
talking about a small block nitrous car. You, I don't care how you sit, Tony. You buy a small block nitrous car, I go down on your ass, Tony.
Will y'all ask this man, do he got a small block?
Yes.
Do
yes.
You got a small block?
I got a small block, nice car. Yeah. Did you put a small block on them cars you got?
All right.
Hey, I'm back on the goddamn phone. Get it back on the phone.
Yes. When Tony trying to ask you 250, do you have a small block car on 28? That's what he asked.
I said I got a small block car. I don't care what kind of car you got. I said I got a small block, nice car. You say you want to raise, I said you put a small block on them car, I go down on your head. I ain't taking nothing on my car, I ain't asked you to do nothing on your car. You say you want to raise, I told you, I'll gamble with you. I will gamble with you, Tony.
I ain't got no beef with you, Tony. Tony asked
him,
do we have a 28-inch tie on his car? That's what he asked.
Oh, do we have 28? Well, last I know of, didn't have a 28 on it.
Man, he got a tie wild in Mississippi, Big Daddy.
Well, Daddy, do you have a 29-inch tie on 29? You got a 29-inch tie car?
What?
With no wheel balls?
No.
Huh?
Right now, no, Tony.
Do anybody down there got a 28 inch called no wheel bar?
28 inch size no wheel bar.
29 inch no wheel bar.
No, nah, right now, no, Tony, but no telling who's going to come there, though.
Dad, I got a question for Tony.
Right now.
Tony, you got that Camaro. You put a small block in that Camaro. You got the Camaro. I run straight down on your head. You put a small block in that Camaro.
I ain't got a problem with that, but you got to tell me what kind of car you got. You got a chance to
I got a Camaro, Tony, you know who I'm in. You seen my car once at Hollis Springs. You came with Michaela.
No, I don't.
You know
I don't remember your car at Hollis Springs.
Yeah, what kind of car
you
came with?
Tony, you had me for a fucking wrench or something.
Tony,
hey, he got a big time car,
chassis car,
big time chassis car.
What's a small block in?
Come on, man. What a small block.
Y'all funny. Y'all ain't funny now. I'm here. I'm going to run my Mustang, my small 20 Mustang against a chassis car with a small bucket.
Your Camaro's a big tie chassis car. You put a small bucket in the Camaro.
I'm bringing my Camaro down there for anybody. I would throw the car together to run you if you want to give me a little something.
I ain't gonna give you nothing, Tony. I ain't get enough of hard digging bubble gum. You got to get a 29 just small bucks. Okay, Tony. I ain't gonna say it. Get yourself together. I'm down the line with me somewhere on down the line. I tell you, March the 29th, I'll be in Hollis Springs. I'll be in Hollis Springs. If you put a small bucket in the Camaro, you got to ask. You have to beat me. You have to beat me on the bar. I really feel like that. I mean, you better prove me wrong. Anybody on the phone can prove me wrong, and I'll bow down. But I ain't thinking nobody prove me wrong yet.
Well, Tim, I'm gonna ask you a question. Who gave you that small block?
Same where you get your motor from. Same where you buy your $30,000 to $40,000 motor from.
Oh, you bought it. Okay, you bought it. So
I ain't got to buy nothing, Tony. Why I got to buy when I build it, Tony? I don't buy nothing.
All right.
I ain't like you, Tony.
You built what you wanted to run.
I want to beat you. I want to beat you. I don't want to compete with you. I want to beat you. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like I can beat you. Any given day, you can be beat.
I know.
I mean,
I'll tell you what.
I mean,
I'll tell you what.
I'll
knock you in with him. I'll
you right now,
Tony. I'll
respect you, Tony. Talk to you
with
a ball. I like it. I bet with you. I mean, but I feel like now, if you step down to my level, I run all over you.
Yeah, but I ain't got no small block in no chest account. You
okay,
put 28 on,
okay,
I'll try it.
Okay, you put a small block in no car, Tony, I run over you. I like it, like
I
said.
I'll tell you what I do. I ain't caught Geronimo up in about 5 weeks. I'll get you with you with Geronimo. My right, Sydney Camaro. You want to try to head up? I don't care about the chest.
Long as that small block in.
Oh, man, I don't know what motor in the car. I still ain't cooking up with
Geronimo.
No,
ain't no
diamond.
Long as that small block in. We get to put a hit on the car. You got a small block in, you got hands on.
Oh, no, I don't know what I'm putting in the car. All I know, you told me you got that.
Okay, you don't want to raise then, Tony. You don't want to raise, Tony. We move on to the next. Tony, we ain't going to hold it no further. I love you, Tony. Bass. I love you.
You have no right to race down there. Have a grudge fest down there, man. You run with your brum. That's what they have.
Hey, you asked for a raise, Tony. You asked for a raise. You said anybody want to give me a raise.
I'm
feeling sorry. You put a small block in that car. I mean, you asked for the raise, Tony. I'm not
When I see your car, I'm going to change my mind.
You put a small block in that car, I run all over you. That's all that I ask.
It didn't matter. Yeah,
I mean, you said you ain't going to do that, so we ain't got no more discussion to talk about that. Talk
about a car they want to race. I don't care what kind of car it is. Now, you don't piss me off. You know, I got a chest of car and a small block in front of me. Anybody else got down there? Is anybody else? Oh, wait, who else is STN King down there? Did y'all have an STN belt given out down there?
No.
Ain't nobody down there go out STN you want to do nothing with? Hello?
Hey, man, what's the matter with you on mute?
No, ain't nobody.
Ain't
Huh?
Hey, ain't no STN. Ain't nobody down here really bad on S with an STN number, Don Mac.
Don Mac,
no one whooping ass.
Hey,
Don
man, how y'all gonna look over Scooby, man? Ain't he from Mississippi? Scooby? Who is Scooby? You
Scooby, Scooby in the shop. Scooby in the lab.
Scooby said he's trying to make his debut back at Fat Tuesday, I think.
I ain't talking about Fat Tuesday. I'm talking about before Fat Tuesday. I want to do something before that Saturday and then take a break that Sunday and then go to Fat Tuesday Monday and Tuesday and kick ass again.
Damn, Tom.
I'm going to go Saturday, go to the race Saturday. I'm going to church that Sunday down there. I'm going to find a chapel of the church to go to down there Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, going to be Gettysburg.
Catholic church.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get a race locked in. Why have y'all put me on mute, man? Can't nobody hear me?
We hear you, dog.
Yeah, you. We hear you. Now 250 finally fell off. Hell.
I'm the person.
Okay, I'm glad because Gaddis should have got on no way. Hey, man, leave my man alone, man. Hey, don't push it. He cool. Just don't push it. Don't push it.
When I hang up, you got my permission to lock me in $500 on $2,000 any car in his camp.
What car you got, Don? What car?
It could be him or either or Geronimo.
All right. Which better not open his goddamn mouth.
That's Grudge Race of the Year.
Y'all is not pronouncing, y'all not giving the man his respect. You call him Grudge Race of the Year, he gonna answer.
Hammer gets any car in his camp. You know what car is it? He got King Kong, he got King Kong Jr., he got Candy Cane. I think one more he got. But them three cars right there, lock Hammer in with any car he got. I ain't got to be on the phone, okay? Because he don't get on the phone when I hang up and talk junk. That's why.
All right, go make gross. I can spend his money. Go make gross.
All right, boss. All right.
Now, what a champ at? Is Champ on the phone? The Grudge Race of the Year?
The Grudge Race of the Year on the phone?
901-2877. Grudge Racer of the Year. With. Tony Vines done fell off.
Yeah, Will, it's okay to come out.
Yeah,
get that stick out of your mouth, Will, and talk. I've been locked Tony money in.
Man, that tree, Big Daddy, you know how Will is, that tree. That's tree.
Hey, Will, they say it's okay for you to come out. I ain't trying to get you to go down on my ass today. I'm just saying what Tony said. I ain't trying to. I don't want no motherfucking trouble. I'm hanging up. I'm going on mute. I took enough ass kicking for Big Wilson, Chris, and Daddy. I had my ass chewed out. I ain't fuck y'all if y'all say Big Daddy done fell off. Hey, can't come over here. On the phone talking shit to me, I'm hanging up. Y'all just, I'm going to listen to that on the radio tomorrow. God damn, man. You sure went on the phone when he just, you sure you got the right number?
Yes, sir. I got, well, that's a champ changed his number over the week. I talked to him on Tuesday on his number. 901-2877. Yeah.
What about, you see Jer or JD them number out of Hattiesburg with the 28-inch tire car? They got that car. Tony got a 28-inch Mustang. Did he say he'll bring the Mustang, Dad?
No, he was talking about, Hammer Geronimo.
But he did say he will bring
the Mustang if you get it locked in.
Yeah. You see Jer and them from Hattiesburg on that? Maybe they may want some action.
I can't call nobody else in on the show. It's after I was already.
They can't get that motherfucking one button.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if
they
Big Daddy, what's Fletch at, Big Daddy? Fletch on the phone?
I don't know Fletch and Antoine. I think they fell off. They were on my line.
Man, I know that goddamn Big Ken. That was your idea of that hood, man. That goddamn hood, right, man.
Wilson, I promise you, Fletcher sent me the picture, man. And, you know, me and JD, to be with me, we was going to the gym to work out. And, man, I promise, I ain't going to say I swear to God, but I promise on everything. I started a text coming from Fletcher. And I asked JD, I'm just show you how delusional I was. I said, man, what the hell? Did Fletcher send me a picture of one of these goddamn Kicks people? You know how them people be kiss, be having all that black shit on and stuff? I think it's a picture of some motherfucker like that. And JD said, no, man, that's like a hood. I said, a hood? Hood for what? I bet that's the hood on gold, though. And I called back. He said, yeah, man, that's the hood off the car. I said, man, I ain't know what the hell you said to me, man. Shit. I didn't know. I hadn't seen, I've seen a picture of Wilson, but I hadn't seen him in person. But the boys trying to come out this weekend, they were trying to run Dunlap and Gargamel with the little car.
Y'all going to keep right on. Y'all going to let Gargamel fuck y'all up, Big Bass. Keep right on.
I've been told you
got a tune-up in that thing.
Well, the thing over there, I've been the last week. You know, he said he was trying to get a race, and Poo-Poo didn't have his car ready. And so
At 12, they said they were going to give Poo-Poo a little help because they're from the same hometown, Utica, Mississippi. So the Utica boys kind of stick together.
Yeah.
So they said they would come, they were going to, you know, see if John Mack and Bobby Mayer, since they were only two running around last week, so they couldn't get no races, you know. They said they were going to try to give them a little action. So I was, you know, that's what they were doing, so I don't know. You know I don't know these Wilson. I'm just the messenger.
Yeah. Hey, I.
Yeah.
Where's Hellboy at, man? Because me and Hellboy need to talk about this lockup, this $300 lockup on the gap. It's 330. Where the fuck is Hellboy at, man?
What range, Wilson?
Man, Hellboy betted me 300 that Jolly Rancher was going to gap Punisher at the 330. It was going to be a gap when they make it to the
330.
Do I have anybody on my line?
Yeah, do you got Hellboy on?
Oh, this big kid. No, I ain't got nobody on my line.
No, I'm talking about Chick.
Oh, no, I ain't got nobody on my line.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can get him on.
Hey, Chick, y'all still coming down?
Oh, yeah, Ken. You know we coming down. We wouldn't miss that for nothing in the world.
Chick, y'all bring, what, the Jolly Rancher car and the little maroon car?
Hey, I don't know what all we bringing, but I know we bringing Jolly Rancher. That's an easy payday.
Hey, Ken, Big Daddy.
Huh?
Little brother told me that Chick them bringing about five cars down, so they won't. Now this is what that car told me. Kenny told me they need a car for 400 feet. I said, God damn, Kenny, what is y'all driving? Kenny said we need 400 feet worth of space. Shit. Big Daddy, you know how much 400 feet worth of space is, man?
A lot of space.
God.
Yeah. Chick, tell me y'all were down here. You saw my partner Poo-Poo picking on him with that little maroon car somehow.
I'm going to go on mute.
Yeah, you don't have to cook.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Y'all already on the show.
Yeah, I'm back. What you say,
Yeah, Big Kid.
That's Hellboy.
That was Big Kid. Big Kid, you know I'm coming down now. I wouldn't miss that race for nothing in the world. That's an easy payday. A guaranteed payday. No, I'm not coming. Yeah, I'm coming.
Big Ken. Big Daddy. Ah, your show still on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, Big Daddy must fell off or something.
No, he's still on here. Big Ken. Yeah, Big Ken's still on here.
Over.
Yeah,
hey, man, Whit on the phone?
Man, Whit, yeah, Gadget, them trees, Gadget. Whit ain't came on yet, man.
I don't know what I'm with.
Get them trees.
Man, I got $500 of free money I can lock up. It ain't my money. I'm going to lock it up.
Man, you going to keep on? You and Tony Brown get y'all so dead fucked up on the first, man.
Hey, Gadget, did the Red Race champ of the year get on the phone? Did I miss something I clicked over?
Nope, I clicked over. I just clicked over and just asked him the same thing. No, he ain't on the phone.
Yeah,
hey, Big Daddy.
Huh?
I don't know why in the fuck Tony could get $500 to lock somebody in. Man, Gadget.
Ain't my money.
Tony. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm going to lock Wit ass up, whatever Wit got.
Hey, no need to. You don't get Wit on the phone cussing me out tonight. I'm going on fucking mute, bro. Bet you I'm going on mute. Motherfucker holler about Big Ken. You there? Wit want to say something.
Hey, Ken.
Now I'm going on mute.
Hey, Ken, you my witness, man. Tony told me I can do it. You my witness. If Wit get on the phone.
They ain't going to say nothing to you. They don't come on the phone cussing me.
Like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't get me fucked up out there. Y'all laughing at me. Shit, y'all motherfucking laughing about two.
Man, hey, man, hey, I got your back, Ken. I got your back.
Jesus. Hey, Ken, Dazzy tell you me and him call Whit, man, got a wet ass out there, man?
Hey, guess what? BT did that
what?
Shit so smooth that night, though. He called the caller. He said, call him. I'm going to go down on somebody's ass tonight. I'm thinking we going down on dog ass. Just bump a little fun, bump a little bit, and get on the phone. Shit, I didn't know them son of bitch had already tag teamed me, you know what I'm saying? When I got in the truck, after dog didn't answer, I said, shit, I know I'm finna cuff with dog. I had already popped me one Xanny. I said, shit, dog ain't worth talking. Call that goddamn J-Bond. J-Bond was just smooth. We talked. I'm finna get off and walk in the house. I said, shit. Yeah, J-Bond talking good, you know, blah, blah, blah. Shit, man, I heard a motherfucker out of the, all out of the clear blue like motherfucker coming in the dark like Darth Vader or something. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Who the hell is that? I'm saying to myself. I ain't gonna have the motherfucking what you call good race of the year come on this bitch on me tonight. I'm hanging up. You motherfucking call me a punk, I'm hanging the fuck up, man.
I don't know what's over with, but I know he don't like the text or nothing, but I sent him a message. The mic's open.
Yeah. Hey champ, it ain't 007, man. That's fucking Gadget and Wilson with that bullshit. Don't call me up tomorrow. Old dog and them show going off on me and shit. No, fuck y'all, Gadget.
He be alright. Hell, goddamn, we had done one grudge race of the year this week. Hey, goddamn, called into the show, won't answer the mic. What's up with
you? Who is that?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You on the talk show? I had a talk show.
Oh, that was show you on.
They hear your motherfucking ass talk with your weak ass.
Man. Who weak?
You.
Long way from weak.
McWill.
I might be tired. That's about it.
McWill.
Hey, Gadget, don't call my name here.
Tight eye, now.
Tight, he's still. Hey, how you doing,
sir? Tired, that's all.
This motherfucker gonna text me and be what show I'm on. He already know how to lock up with Gargamel.
Hey, I don't know that.
What show I'm on.
Shit,
yeah.
Gadget, looking for pipe, brother. They told me, Gadget.
Huh?
Ain't that looking for pipe, brother? They said gold, bro. Looking for... Hey, man, I ain't in this shit. I'm going on mute, man. Fuck.
I'm going on mute.
Hey, Big Wilson.
Somebody mute my damn phone.
Hey, Ken talking to you, Big Wilson. Ken talking to you, not Pike.
Man, somebody mute my phone.
Hey, Big Wilson. You hear what I told Gargamel before we got on the phone, right? We trying to race Sunday. We ain't everybody in Gold Dust Camp. It ain't but one of us probably still in pretty good shape. What two? Antoine and Fletcher. Me, Big Don. Shit, who else in the camp? I don't want to miss no goddamn body. Me, Big Don.
Hey, Kevin, if y'all raising a pipe builder, I'm in your camp, bro. I ain't with pipe builder.
Y'all good. Well, ain't great,
you know what I'm saying there? Shit. Whatever pipe was on last week, whether that was corn or moonshine or whatever, don't you drink no more of that shit, man.
Hey, I wasn't on nothing.
You got a dog, boy.
What?
Whatever you was on, man, don't drink no more of that.
Hey, I wasn't on nothing. It's just a new year.
Hey, Ken.
Hey,
he hit the Sprite ball.
I been to a dog like Antoine. You shaking that cup. I just don't know what was in the cup.
Ken, I was talking to Antoine, and Antoine looked down off of his cup and said, now, Wills, this shit I'm drinking, it don't make me act like that now.
Hey, I'm all the way from there now. My goal is just New Year.
So what's that, everybody?
Huh?
What is that, though? What is that?
What, New Year?
Yeah, what you going to do?
Bust them up is on the air.
Oh, okay.
That's for real. I heard that. This is what I heard, now. I ain't in that shit now, because Big King, he get on them next and he want cuffs and shit. I heard that Gold Dust, they said Poopoo having a little problem right now, so Goldust don't want to pick up your slack.
I ain't got no problem with Goldust. I want Poopoo. Tell him put his slick back up on his car and come on. That blue Mustang, same Mustang y'all talking about like 3 months ago, ain't gonna run. It ain't running now.
Fight.
What?
Man, Poopoo gonna beat your motherfucking ass.
Put his slicks on there and come on to the tray. Put his slicks on and come to the tray. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say about that.
Man, Poopoo don't need but one kid for your motherfucking ass, tell you the truth.
I don't care what he put on there.
I like him.
Whatever. I don't care what he put on there. He put three on there.
Tell him
put his slicks on there and come on to the track.
Hey, Pike.
Huh?
When y'all run, I hope you had the same amount of goddamn money you kept dropping.
Don't worry about how he's a pool beside us.
Okay.
That's all I need to see. Then we're going to move on down the list.
If I can't beat you, I'm going to get you fucked up.
Well,
see, guys, don't matter. Yes, there you go with that bullshit. See, you already know that we always locking somebody else shit in there. There you go with that bullshit, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Wilson, you got you caught up Saturday, didn't you?
Hey, be quiet, y'all. Be quiet. It's on mute.
Oh. I'm
going to mute my phone.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I got a question for Grudge Racing.
For who?
For all Grudge Racing. For all of us. Everybody who Grudge Racing. What does it matter? Like Al Jefferson was mad with Gadget because he's locking in somebody else, trying to get somebody else, you to lock in with somebody else's car. Why is it a problem locking in with somebody else's car? If you get an action out of it, what's wrong with it? Is it a problem with that? I like action.
Yeah,
That's why I'm asking.
I like that. Who is it, Carla? Carla, what's your name?
This chick.
It's called Confusion?
This chick. Now, I like what you said, chick. Because, I like what you said. Because a lot of times, for all last year, chick, my motor was tore. When people tell me, they said, Big Wilson, you got the right to lock my car in because I know you ain't going to do nothing crazy.
Right.
I like that, but you got some people here, they hate on it. They say, get your own shit and lock it in. Mm. But I like what you said, chick.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it because it's
a good way to bring more action to you.
If you got permission to do it, it's fine. But if you ain't got permission, don't do
Hey, Pike, who you trying to say don't have permission to do it then?
I'm three people in my cabin to speak up for me. That's me, God, and me on the terrace. That's the only people to speak up for me.
No. I'm trying to see who you referring to.
I ain't referring to nobody. You ain't got permission.
Okay.
I'm just saying, folks come to me, somebody said, if you heard from me, it ain't no race. They can lock all the money in the world. If I ain't said it.
Hey, Pike.
Huh?
Do you want to lock up with Tony, man? I got $5 to lock up with you.
Hey, I don't want nobody poo-poo. That's all I'm in my eyes right now, poo-poo. I'm like old pit bull.
What the hell you stuck on poo-poo for, man?
I'm a pit bull.
Man, let that shit go.
No, I'm just stuck on poo-poo. Anybody else around me? We don't want nobody else.
Damn.
That's my goal, Richie,
I
whole year.
I got one more question. Next question for Big King. Big King, who all is Big King camp?
You got, I'm going to answer that phone. I think Big Ken on mute. You got Fletcher Cox,
trail.
Hey, I'm here, man. I'm here. My wife had walked in. I ain't want y'all to hear me. She's asking about my Valentine's shit, man. One thing about you dudes that got good health, y'all can laugh all you want. Man, I'm telling you, when your health go bad, shit, man, you ain't trying to argue shit.
I told you, I'm going to go ahead and get it before I go to jail.
Well, shit, chick, I got
that you can lock up, Ken.
That I can work, you know, I work on Hoopoo Kai and the clique with us, and
I'm writing them down. That's what I thought I want to know. Hoopoo and Huda.
And Goldust and a dude named Chris.
And Gadget.
Chris and who?
Gadget.
I ain't running.
Oh, well, Gadget's still running. He's still in there.
How Chris cost it? 28-inch tie, Mustang small block.
Small block. Okay. That's how Poo Poo and Gadget is too, though, right?
That's how everybody, that's how all them cars sit. The West Cow car got drag rays on.
Which one?
Poo
Poo car?
Goldo.
Oh, Goldo got drag rated.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know who I'm gonna be locking in when I come over there. That's all.
Hey, chick.
Yeah.
The car we gonna have to compete with you. It won't be there this weekend, man. It ain't gonna be there that weekend.
Okay.
But I ain't sure. You know what
I'm
saying?
I might be bringing a couple of cars. I don't know for sure yet.
If you do something for us, we may do something with some of them cars.
Yeah.
All them little small engine cars, man. They ain't got no big motor.
I got the only one that don't sit true stock suspension with the factory tubs in it is Jolly Rancher. But everything else I bring just about gonna sit true stock suspension car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got these like real street cars I'm bringing now.
Yeah. Hey, chick.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hey, chick.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna talk to you on the phone. I'm gonna wait till we get face to face and shit. Cause you know, shit. We'll rap.
Okay.
We'll rap when you get out of here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying. I don't know all these guys. I know Fletcher, man. I done talked to Fletcher before. Poo-Poo, I was trying to lock him in, but Poo-Poo said he ain't gonna do nothing.
Where y'all gonna be at?
A Gadget Racer, right? That's a Gadget Racer chick.
Yeah. March 1st. Yeah. I know we'll be there March 1st to run. Run the Pincher.
The Punisher.
That weak motherfucker, the Pincher. I ain't say the wrong thing. Y'all hear what I said? The Pincher. That motherfucker can't find nobody.
Hey,
one
thing about it, we ain't scared to try your ass.
I know you ain't scared. You probably your little baby nuts up a little bit.
Yeah.
And when we get to the track that day, now, I was supposed to hand you 300, and Hellboy was supposed to hand you 300 on that gap situation. When I get to the track, I was supposed to hand you 300, and Hellboy was supposed to hand you 300, right? I'm saying, who I'm speaking with? Who's talking about the 300? Who is that?
That's Will.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Will. I don't know all y'all boys like that. I don't know nobody boy but Eyes and Big Ken.
I remember that.
I'm a fat dude, Hellboy. I mean, you gonna get on my golf cart? We gonna ride to the 330.
And you gonna hold our own money here. We know what a gap is.
Hey, Big Wilson.
Huh?
Now, Hellboy acted like he got amnesia on Facebook about it.
Yeah, he had like it, but he know.
Hellboy
ain't got too much on me because Hellboy was trying to bet $500 on the gap. Shit, he wanna go get me out there like that, Big King. He tried to bet me $500 on the gap, Big King, at the 330.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I hate to rain on you a little bit, Big Wheels, but yeah, at 3:30 it goes just about be over. I hate to see that. You're not over at 3:30. I hate to spoil any surprise anybody was gonna have.
Well,
get y'all coming for that Friday night too to get in the small block shootout.
I'm not sure yet. I know we're gonna be trying to if we're trying to get all them other cars over there. We may, but I'm not 100% sure right now. Mm-hmm. As of right.
Do you buy a street car or that?
Yeah. Do y'all got a street car? I got one. I got a full interior car that I'm bringing over there. Small block. G body. Looking for a little action.
Shit,
Everybody don't hit the one button at one time. Let out, hey Chick, you need to call me, Chick. Shit, I told you. Who that Will? Yeah. Okay. Make sure you call me, man. Alright, I'm making notes. I keep notes. Alright, I got the Will. Yes. Sorry. Shit.
Get it.
Hey, Chick, y'all bringing a big block Malibu, too. Supposed to be stock suspension, right?
A big block Malibu?
Yeah, I thought y'all had, y'all was probably bringing a big block car or something. Y'all was
yeah, on. We got a big block Malibu.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have one. On 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one. I ain't 100% sure yet. I know we bringing that, the little street car.
Yeah.
There was some guy out of Texas. What's that guy named, Rant? What's that guy name out of Texas? He said,
What's his name? I can't remember. Rodney, something like that. Out of Texas. He got a Malibu. He was on 29, though, I think.
Yeah. No, he said 28. Full experience.
Oh, he's on 28.
Yeah, that's what we looking for. We looking for a small block 28 car, no K, street car. You know, pretty much full. You know.
Full interior. What's full interior car? Got both.
No,
both
full interior,
seats.
No cage, right? On 28.
Yeah, no cage.
So what y'all looking for?
A small block. We prefer a small block, huh?
Well, I'm saying, do it matter if it's big block or small block? Just 28, no cage, a full interior?
Small block. That would be a small block. Ain't run no big block.
I can't remember it. Hold on. I'm going to tell you who it is just a second. He go by the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Out of Texas. I think he's on the phone.
Yeah, that's his name, Undertaker.
But I think last week he was at work at this time. I saw his number earlier, but I don't see him now. Yeah, right here it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. I had it.
Undertake. 832-2534, Undertake.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, man? Ain't you got the Malibu?
No, I'm the one with the little S10.
Okay.
You're probably looking for that dog, Troy.
Troy.
I think it's Troy you're looking for.
Yes, I think that's what it is, Troy. Got a Malibu.
Yeah. He's from Texas also, right? Troy.
Yeah.
Troy is his name.
Hey, Chip, y'all got his number. Remember I gave it to Kenny last week.
Yeah, I do. I think I got it up to my other house. God damn it. It's up at the other house.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I sent it to Kenny last week. Well, guys, we narrowing down the time a little bit. Anybody got something to go over? 25 minutes away. Georgia boys ain't cutting up tonight.
Gadget still on here?
Gadget? Yeah, Gadget's still on here.
Gadget. He ain't seeing nothing. Trying to see what all classes he got over there.
Oh, well, that Friday pipe on, we having a small block 28 class, nitrous on and no willy bars. That Saturday, we having 28 or 275 or 29, 315, no willy bars. Saturday, $2,500 payout. And Friday's $1,500 payout.
I can't get in nothing then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
You can get it. The 28 ain't gonna matter, pipe. But you get in the 28 class.
Y'all said small block.
No, that's Friday.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's Friday.
Oh, okay. Sunday, Saturday is what's the name?
Saturday is 28, and it don't matter about motor size.
Oh, okay. We'll see. We ain't got but a 392 don't matter.
Big Will. On that Saturday shootout, what's the payout and what are you having? I tried to tell everybody about it at the beginning of the show.
On that Saturday, the payout is $2,500, 28, 275, or 315, 29, in a power weather. Don't matter about power weather. Only that Friday is nitrous small block only, that Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you tell everybody what time everything's going to start and stuff?
Oh, that Friday, the gates open up at 12. That Saturday, gates open up at 9 a.m. that morning. We still working on the hotel rooms. We got two locations in Meridian, Mississippi, which is about 15 miles from the track. It's the Country Inn and Suites and the Comfort Inn and Suites. The address to the track is 512 Collinsville, Mississippi. That's 512 Collinsville, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. All right, what time is these shootouts going to start, both shootouts?
The Saturday shootout, we're trying to start the Saturday shootout at least no later than 6. Trying to start no later than 6. All depending on how many cars we get more cars, it's going to start earlier because we don't want to be all night trying to get your shootout over with. That Saturday, the gates open at 9. We're going to try to start the shootout around 1 because we're going to have a lot of cars in it, so we're trying to start around 1 or 2 that Saturday. But like I said, it permits itself with how the races get there, you know, how early everybody get there, the races get there.
Cool. Okay.
So, like I said, if you need more information, you can call myself, which is Big Wilson, 769-798-8420, or Gadget, 601-941-1093, or Big Clark, 601-941-0467.
So your number again, Big Wilson?
My number is 769-798-8420. Zero.
I got you.
Wilson.
Somebody hollering for somebody.
Big Wilson. You hung up?
Who's coming outside?
Yep. Well, we got 20 minutes, guys. Well,
Big Wilson hung up already?
Who?
Big Wilson.
No, Big Wilson's still on here.
Hey, yeah, come on here, ass.
Yeah.
Oh, is Gaz going to have been caught in?
No,
he doesn't know where he is.
He tried to get it ready, but due to him starting late, my buddy and I told him, the engine builder couldn't get done with it in time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I had clicked over talking to Hellboy. Hellboy's trying to get on the phone. I guess he got disconnected or something.
Yeah, Hellboy.
I couldn't get him in.
I mean, I can't get him on. It's after hours. Somebody had to three-way him in. Chick, can you get Hellboy on?
Yeah, Chip, you got Hellboy on? Chip.
I ain't got his number.
You want me to get it for you?
So yeah, guys, like I said, there's no hidden fees. Right now, it's $400 spectators. You can buy a 2-day pass for Friday and Saturday for $35 spectator pass. So like I said, no hidden fees, none of that going on. So you know, keep an eye on
that. Big Wilson.
Yo.
So how much is it to get in on Friday, and how much is it to get in on Saturday?
Friday is $20 to get in, Saturday is $20 to get in. Or you can buy a 2-day pass Friday for $35, spectator. I think right now, if I'm right, guys, I think, quote me on this, but if I'm wrong, I'll make it right next week. I think it's $40 or $45 cost. Thank you, but like I said, don't quote me on it. If not, I'll make it right next week, or if it's more or less. But like I said, right now, we know it's $20 per day to spectate. It's $35 for a 2-day pass.
I was on the other line. I didn't catch it. What'd you say on Friday? What?
It's $20 spectate Friday and $20 Saturday. Or you can buy a 2-day pass for $35.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just got a text message said, what about kids under 12?
Free. Kids are free, Doc. We ain't charging no kids, man. Kids will be free.
Okay. Kids are free, caller.
Yeah. Kids are free.
Okay, hey, Chick.
Yeah.
Call this number right here. That's a Hellboy. You ready?
Hey, put him in the private room. I have to get to him.
Yeah, I don't know how to do all that shit.
I mean, because, you know, you don't want to give it. You know, you see what I'm saying? He might not want his number out.
That don't work like that. Hey, Chick, I'm going to text it to you.
And it will be nitrous.
And racers will be nitrous and gas at the track. I really need the racers to start giving me the octane or the kind of gas that you use where I can check on it and make sure we have the gas that you need. I think some people are always asking for C16, you know, so I'm just trying to make sure that we try to accommodate everybody. But it will be nitrous and gas sold at the track.
Okay, Big Wilson, I just got a text that asked you, do they still got the playground for the kids there?
Yes, they do. But what I'm trying to do, people, I'm trying to get the jumpers and stuff set up for the kids where they'll have something to do. Like I said, the track is under new ownership, so... this is their first grudge race there, everybody.
and we're trying to make everything feasible for everybody. So I'm trying to, me and Gadget talked about it the other day, but we're going to get it together. We're trying to get the jumper and the stuff set up for the kids there.
Okay, I got to take more Texas. Oh, they want to ask another question. C-23 gas, is it going to be available?
That's one of the gas, too, that we're trying to make sure. What I need to ask from you, I know I don't want to put too much on you. If the people text you the kind of gas they need, I'll try to make sure they have it all there. I know there will be some gas there, and it will be a lot of nitrous. Big can sell nitrous itself. And the only thing y'all got to start doing is let me know the gas that you're looking for while I make sure I can try to have a gas man there with everything.
Okay. Well, I know a gas man, but I don't know about. I got another text that BP C-16.
CP-16. That's C-16, right? BP.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
BP-16.
Yeah, it will be there. Yeah, it will
be
there.
What's going
on?
Okay. All right. Let me see. Ain't nobody else text yet. Well, guys, I hope Big Wilson can answer all y'all's questions shit. I hope everybody come on out there and have a good time like we did this past weekend. Hands off to Most Wanted Racing. They had a show this past weekend. It was a really good show. Had a good time, though.
Hey, boy. I'm not here, boy. Hey, y'all ain't going to travel this year?
Huh?
Y'all ain't coming out of Mississippi this year?
Are we going to come out of Mississippi this year?
Yeah.
Let me see. Besides
Alabama, that ain't traveling.
I raced in Alabama 4 times last year and raced in Memphis 1 time. I mean, yeah, that's out of state of Mississippi, I think. And we're going to Louisiana on the 15th, so...
Okay, all that's going away from me. I'm trying to see if you're coming over here by me.
Oh, I don't know, chick.
Yeah, are y'all getting in the vicinity of some killers?
Yeah, that's
where they came out the other way. We got a hand up. 256-1995, you might throw
it. I'm on restriction right now, for real, like I was in the truck yesterday.
Hey, it don't take much for eyes. You can talk easy to eyes and fuck him up, but it don't take much.
Yep, I got that hawk right behind, breathe on my neck right now.
Hey, Big Wilson, that's Hellboy.
Yeah, hey, Hellboy.
Yo.
Hey, you know, I know you don't know me. And we just talking to each people, just getting acquainted with each other. I'm a big boy, so I'm going to be on that golf cart. I need you to get on that golf cart and go to that 330 with me.
Because okay.
It would not be no gap with the 330
now,
out.
Now, me and you had the bet, right?
Yeah, me and you the one got the 300 locked in.
Hold on, was it 300? I thought it was just 100.
No.
I don't know how much it was. I didn't know y'all locked in.
It
was 300. At first you were trying to bet 500 on the gas. And I said, no, I ain't going to bet that much. And then I said, I'll take 300 of it. And then somebody else took the other 100. I don't know who took that.
All right, bet.
But now I'm willing to change now, Doc. If you want to go down, I don't have no problem with that.
No, I had 3 different people with $100 each, what I thought.
Hey, but get what? If you want, I mean, you can bet your $100. I mean, take that pressure off me for that 300.
Well, I was gonna say, if it's just me and you, we can do the 3. But
I think you better 2 more people, but I don't.
I think Trey Neal bet $100 on that.
Oh, Dick, can you bet anything? I don't know. I'm just asking. I ain't sure, but I'm just asking. I know Ken was on the phone, too.
Yeah.
I just don't want to overextend myself now. That's all. But, I mean, if the other two guys don't step up, we can just do that.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine, Hellboy. You know, understand.
Okay.
Hey, man, Doc, I just want to get understanding. That's all.
Right.
Hey, meet you, Mike. Yeah, Allen, you got a little bit background going.
What's up, Drew?
You.
What's up, Nick? All right.
Hey, Hellboy, Jim West just texted me that he locked in 100 of that bet.
With Jim.
And he said he want to lock you in.
With what?
He want to lock you in with Chuck.
At Malcolm Reese?
I don't know. Ask him. He'll send me a message.
I mean, after I run Sherman, I'm open game. That's all. My main focus is Sherman. But after that, if I win with Sherman, so be it.
So if you don't win with Sherman, you're done.
It depends on how much we bet.
Okay.
You want some side bets on that?
Well, I'll take Sherman for 100.
I mean, that's cool.
Hey,
like
Jim,
me and Sherman Jim
West just texted me, said that's fine. Malcolm's race if you want to do something.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, I know some other people. I think Scooby wanted to do something. Brian Lowe wanted to do something. But like I said, my hand full right now, but yeah, my main focus is Sherman.
Yeah. He said we'll just talk at the track then.
Y'all kind of got me out of time right now. I can't really talk like I want to. I'm at the house with the family and shit.
Yeah, well, he said he'll talk at the track then. Yeah, boy.
Okay. Now, I need to know something.
What you need to know?
All right, since you're driving.
Yeah.
I want to make sure if we're close, you get out of shape. You get the break. I want you coming over my lane now.
Yeah, now you got jokes. Now I'm going to piss you off in front of your company.
Hold on. You say you're driving something. What are you driving?
Huh?
What you driving,
I'm driving Chucky.
They want to come here with Chucky, dude. I'll tell you, they're going to get tired of trying me like a freak at a cup party. I promise you that.
We ain't going to try Jolly Rancher with that motherfucker or nothing.
So what?
With Chucky, hell.
Oh, y'all gonna
even though we done got, even though we got Q's, got down having the motor in there, but you know.
Who said y'all had the motor? In who said that?
This one guys out of Jackson said we had the Punisher motor in Chucky this day with you.
Oh. I'm finna say y'all put it in there.
I'm finna say. They might
y'all put two motors
in the
pension. That's y'all do.
Yeah.
Y'all
don't need
two motors. After what I've seen, you might
want to
put Chucky motor inside Chucky.
Hey, Eyes, I'm finna walk up in Walmart, man. I'm gonna go ahead and hang up, Doc.
Okay. All right. We got 6 minutes left, guys. 6 minutes left. Y'all can crack your jokes all you want right now.
Hey, Chick.
Where's Scooby?
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
They don't know that what's called. Over on the other side. But
I don't know. You over there, Chuck?
Yeah, I can tell you if you want me to.
Okay.
When y'all coming to Moulton again?
To who?
To what now?
I said, when y'all coming to Moulton again?
Moulton ain't got nothing scheduled right now. I mean, we only go to Moulton to test, really.
Oh, okay. Well, announce yourself next time you come. You can get some of this North Alabama money.
Hey, keep moving.
Yeah. But like I gotta say, yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna fuck with
you. Yeah, everybody gonna fuck with smoke. Smoke good
come on,
folks.
Come on, call that wheel.
Yeah, smoke good guy for when we go to Lando.
That's right. You
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
now we are going to Huntsville June the 7th. Marcus race.
Yeah, I know about that one. I just know y'all fly to Moulton a lot.
No, we only go to Moulton when we ready to test.
Okay, well you can test beside sometime.
Who is this?
This is D.
Who is me?
It's a fairy tale.
Who? Hello? Show is going off in 4 minutes. Who is this? 256-1995. Who is this?
It's me.
Who?
It's my.
He just fell off. Everybody done fell off.
I said this was Munch.
Munch? Nope. How do I know you? I mean, hell, apparently you know me.
I've seen you around a few times. I just know y'all signed the motion a lot. Cody was up there one night.
Huh?
I just called Cody up there one night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hell, got it. Everybody done fell off the damn snow now. Flop, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, Cam still out there. And that's on the other person's side of the 256 number. Mike, though. I can't believe Wick goddamn didn't come out of the bushes.
We ain't in no bitches, guys.
Huh?
We ain't in no bitches.
Yeah, he was in the bushes.
Yeah, just make sure you tell him.
Oh, I'm going to tell him.
Told you should have called a promoter.
Hey, I didn't see BET on, man. I didn't see BET on. I would have got down, opened that mic up, and let it.
I hit the wood button.
All that dumb shit. I sure would have did. he wasn't gonna book that race right there between Tony Vines and 901. He don't know which dick he want to ride on that.